Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Got Jeff Holliday joining us once again. Welcome back again, Jeff.
50 episodes away.
You know what, though? We're 3 episodes away from Booyaka Booyaka!
619!
Yep.
Yeah, we're 50 episodes away from 666.
That's what you guys are counting towards. That's going to be the next big show. Did you guys do anything like important for episode 600? I don't know.
No, we actually had Egghead and his buddy Jeffrey on.
Yeah, that was our 600.
That's awesome. I'm sad I missed that.
Yeah.
It was extra special. The Harlem Globetrotters couldn't make it, though.
Well, we learned who the alpha was in that relationship,
too. Did we ever question that? Jeffrey makes Egghead pay him $50 to hang out.
There's these little, like, zingers Jeffrey throws at Egghead, too, that are just like, what the fuck? Yeah, see, Egghead's even admitting it. Yes, it was Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I almost
Okay, I love Egghead. I really do. I'm a big Egghead fan. But, like, getting kind of, like, baited by a dude named Jeffrey. Like, trust me, I used to be a Jeffrey before I hacked the REY right off my fucking name. No, dude, there's no honor in that. Egghead, you got to start taking, like, super male vitality or some shit. Like, you gotta up your game.
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure it is in the name, and that Jeffrey is sex trafficking Egghead right now.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
Egghead likes this shit. He loves to be degraded. He loves to feel like a dirty little shit. That's why he doesn't wash his bathtub.
Yeah, you know, dude, I had a dream that we had Egghead in a wireframe dog crate wearing a shock collar. And every time we got a 9/11 donation, we zapped Egghead's shock collar, and there was a camera in the crate on Egghead. We'd bring him up on the screen and just fucking zap his ass every time there was a 9/11, and we made like $5,000 that night.
Why don't we just do that?
Why don't we do a 24-hour?
We'll do a 24-hour Egghead in a cage stream. And Egghead will be in the cage for 24 hours, shitting and pissing and feeding off of whatever dog food kibble we feed his ass.
And when he tries to fall asleep,
we'll shock
that's when
ass.
The 9/11s are going to come in.
He says that could be a reality. He might be down to come
up
at some
point. We can discuss details. We'll figure it out.
He just wants to do it here in Seattle so that we can shock his little pudgy butt. His little pudge
I don't know if
butt.
There's enough room in here.
Well, not for the crate. We'll have to figure something out for that.
Yeah, I mean, we might just have to have egg tits zap him every time the 9/11 comes up. I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
We should just fly his pudge butt to Las Vegas and kick the shit out of him in a boxing
ring. I don't
want
to go to Las Vegas.
Everybody loves Las Vegas. It's where we kick the shit out of Egghead.
His crate could probably fit under the table. I think that's doable. Don't you think?
No. I don't think so. But we'll iron it out. We'll iron out the details.
Then he'd have to eat all of our farts the whole time we were in there. That'd be great.
Oh my god. Yes. Well.
Oh jeez, guys, I don't want to have to feed on your farts.
You mean he'd have a boner the whole time? Oh look. Sabu posted this picture today that I thought you would like. Because Sabu's hanging out with midgets now. Oh. I don't know who that midget wrestler girl is right there. By the way, this is the only time that it's politically correct to still call them midgets.
Not true.
It's not?
It's also politically correct if they're strippers or porn stars.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
He's right.
Only wrestling, stripping, or porn. And maybe circus.
Sabu's valet, which I think is also his girlfriend, has like the most plastic face.
That's his girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah, Jeannie.
She looks like I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah, she's and she has big fake boobs too. Like
big old stink.
She looks fake. She doesn't. She looks like a mannequin.
She's got a couple.
She looks like
a
Halloween mask. Yeah.
Yes, gay old flesh melons.
Yeah. Sabu. Look at Sabu's fucking arm, dude. Man, he is old as fuck, and he's still ripped as fuck. I wonder if he does roids. I don't know. He's one of my favorite wrestlers ever. I don't want to talk shit about him, honestly. Did you see that Christine Weston Chandler is now a follower of DP and Billy the Fridge and Ben Pye?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. She's That's my awesome. New friend.
Yeah. Yep.
That's good. I'm glad you overcame how terrified of what the
Someone made it so that Von Helton was eating the sausages.
Oh, I just saw it, dude. I just saw it.
What?
In the background.
What?
Scared the shit out of me, dude.
That fucked me up too, dude.
That's why Chris Chan's shirt
is in the closet.
Is in Vaughn's closet all the time.
Yeah.
Hi, Vaughn.
He manages to like bust out of the fucking basement every now and
then.
That's
the kind of jump scare that like you have to look and then you see it and you're like, "What?"
Yeah, it spooked me. I saw this on Twitter the other day and didn't notice that. And now that's there. Now my life has changed forever.
We're going to open the show up with a little fun really quick here. Quick reminder to everybody, join our Discord. Our Discord's more active than ever before. Well, not ever before, but since...
You know.
Yeah, since the Great Purge happened. That's what they call it. Mm. The Great Purge. Ever since that happened, the Discord is more active now than ever.
Ever since it was patrons only.
Yep. Yeah. So now you can join. Feel free. Check it out. We have new people joining every day, and there's actually, I mean, like, it's literally active 24 hours now. It used to just die at night, but now I keep seeing a lot of people join. So feel free to join, and if you have a cool profile picture on Discord, I may end up pulling it up and showing it to everybody.
It's fun.
Yeah. That's something I've been doing lately. Anyway, it's time for everyone's second or third favorite segment. I've seen this kid before. He used to make videos about being a communist, but I could never tell if he was trolling or not. And this is his Thanksgiving tips.
This is your old pal Sienable here, and I'm making a video much less serious than my last one. And this is about the best way to prepare for Thanksgiving.
The first video I saw of this kid, he was like, "This is a video about why we need communism." Yeah.
And a couple bonus tips for when you're actually at the table.
He's got a heavy bag and some gloves.
Yeah, he's a little bruiser.
Table. Yeah. Don't
so
fuck with this
of
kid.
All,
get that. Was that just water?
Delicious.
Delicious.
That's straight so fucking all, vodka, dude.
That's
comrade
vodka.
Comrade cream puff with the vodka.
wash all your clothes. All of them. So that at Thanksgiving, the day before, you can get a good, you can really choose a good shirt to impress your family or something. I don't know.
This kid's stupid as fuck.
Why
are
you so mean to the kid?
What? I like him. He's dumb as fuck.
Wash all of your clothes.
Why wash all your clothes so you could have one impressive shirt? Just wash your most impressive shirt and have it there.
Why are you against having clean clothes?
You can wash all your fucking clothes every day of the week. Don't do anything different for fucking Thanksgiving. Wash your clothes all the fucking time. Is he stinky every other fucking day of the year?
What happens if he goes to Thanksgiving dinner to the table and his uncle is wearing the same fucking shirt that he picked out? You want a variety, Billy. You don't want to just be like, well, one of us is just going to have to go skin then, I guess.
If my uncle's wearing the same shirt as I am, then I'll tell my uncle that I modeled it after him, so he'll give me a bigger Christmas present.
Christmas.
I'm like, I modeled it after you, uncle.
This is communism. Nobody gets Christmas presents anymore, all right?
I'm really just kind of spitballing here.
Is that it? Is that it? Second, you're bullshitting.
I'm really just kind of spitballing here.
You drink a lot of pretty much any beverage.
What kind of kids this age normally have this kind of vocabulary?
And this much vodka? You think he's got the Annie Milonakis?
He can't hold the fucking phone. He's got that disease.
He's got the fucking shakes from alcoholism. Yeah, you think he's got the Milonakis?
I get that.
Probably kill you if you drink too much.
He could be a John Candy
Milonakis.
It's definitely vodka, yeah. When he said any beverage.
And this is just for people who, like...
Kid's fucking lit.
When I'm hydrated, I'm really hungry, and vice versa. When I'm really full, I'm...
When I'm hungry, I'm very hydrated. Okay, all right.
Okay. I'm very dehydrated. But for people like that, that's a good tip. Drink a lot so that you're really hungry on the day of Thanksgiving, so you don't seem rude and you just chow down. That's what most people do, but if you really want to eat, that's what you got to do.
This kid's a bullshitter.
Troll? Look,
I don't know if he's trolling. I don't know. There's a whole gaggle fuck of kids about his age that do this. They all make these types of videos and they'll have like pretend to beef with each other. And they do it like really, really sly. I think this is, I don't know, does that count as a troll if it's like very well calculated? Yeah, it's a troll.
You think, so you think troll?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff says
like
troll.
It's a whole pack of kids.
Do you need to watch more? Kind of
I would like to watch more.
Okay. In the chat, one for troll, two for not a troll. You can give us your opinion. Only our votes matter.
So
though.
Here are two tips.
He keeps wiping his face after every drink. What's wrong?
He gets it all over his fucking face.
He's just a little piggy.
Don't be quiet.
Drunk as fuck, dude.
Always he's a little piggy drinking vodka. Of what your other relatives say. You don't want to seem boring.
Christ,
and trust
set
me,
the
when
phone
you're in a
down.
Like mine, you don't want to be boring. You don't want to say nothing.
Is he picking his ass? Is he picking his dick in his ass?
Like the...
Dude, he's going deep. If he smells those fingers, it's done.
But
Billy, it's simple. In a communist system, the only thing you ever can actually own is what's in your ass anyway. So he's just protecting his property.
I actually have two more troll or not a trolls.
All right, we'll finish off this little... This what his sentence he's saying.
For human beings to explode without the help of an explosive device.
Troll.
Now he's speaking with a speech impediment that came out of nowhere.
He was doing He was doing a impression for his little statement there.
You both say troll.
Yeah,
so the verdict
troll.
Is in
little troll.
Troll.
Little troll. Drunk low fuck.
All right, here's which one do I
wonder how
first?
Many videos are out there of like drunk kids. Is there places in the world where it's legal for kids to get drunk? Because you see all those videos of kids smoking
cigarettes. I got the cigarettes. Call again today. It was awesome. I picked up the phone. They said, is this Peter Kane? And I said, yes. And they said, you've been elected to be, that there was somebody took a vote that I'm now the king of content. I was shocked. I was like,
I was
really?
Shocked.
I'm the king of content? And they said, yes. Me. It's not a shock. It isn't. It isn't a shock.
Was that Hampton Brandon?
This is Hampton Brandon.
From the future?
For 40 years, yeah.
Okay.
He was sent back in time for content.
The content king.
Yeah, he was like, hey guys, this is my new content. I'm going back in time.
And I'm living in the woods.
I'm going back in time to the day after Ice Poseidon got outed for being a peed.
I asked them, I said, what about PewDiePie? He has a lot of videos, doesn't he? And they said, well, he has a lot of subs. But you have a lot of videos. I have a lot of videos. I have 4,300 edited videos. He has under 4,000. I know that there's some gamers out there that have like 100,000. They're playing a fucking video game. I have edited videos, over 4,300. I have 15 different playlists. Of course, I'm the king of content. I am. I have more videos than, yeah, I think everyone.
Where's all the content in this video?
This guy makes videos about how he had sex with a Sasquatch.
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sasquatch. Sasquatch raped me and like all sorts of shit like that. Yeah. He's a dog trainer.
Yeah, yeah. So is he real? Is he acting? Like what?
Oh, he's a comedian. He's a comedian.
He's a comedian, really?
Yeah, no, yeah, he's a comedian. This whole thing, his whole channel is comedy.
Does he,
this
does
is
he
all,
really
like,
live
very carefully
out in the sticks like this?
Yeah.
How is he a comedian then? If you
go and you look him up, like when he first got on YouTube and he started doing the Sasquatch shtick, but also teaching people how to train dogs badly, like he announced that he was actually like a former stand-up comedian, now just making comedy videos on YouTube. And then he eventually like phased that out and started playing the straight man, like, yes, actually, Sasquatch is raping me every night. So yeah.
Is this a Pokemon, Billy?
That's Sandshrew.
Okay.
Wicked DJ Sandshrew.
I love how someone paid you to shut the fuck up about Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Worth every penny.
If Billy got to decide what the show would be about, it would be like all about like boobs and Pokemon. That'd be like the whole show. Okay. We should do a Billy episode where Billy controls what we talk about.
I should curate an entire episode. Oh, fuck. You guys, you know what would happen. All the fans would
boobs
want that
and,
every time.
Boobs and Pokemon.
It wouldn't be boobs. It'd be DP. Dicks
Billy,
and
what
Pokemon.
Is your out of Red and Blue, the classic Pokemon, what was your favorite Pokemon?
I never played Red and Blue, so I guess that's just Gen 1, right?
Yeah, Gen 1.
Yeah, Gen 1 is, I played it on, I only played Pokemon when Pokemon Go came out. So a friend of mine talked me into it and then quit a week after he talked me into it. So I was stuck playing. And I have this problem where I can't quit a game until I'm totally bored with it.
I like how he quit after he talked you into doing it and you're like stuck with it.
3 years later, because I have abandonment issues. And so Snorlax.
Okay. That's a good answer.
100% Snorlax.
All right. So not a troll because it's comedy.
I think he's trolling because he took the comedy and turned it into a serious thing to try and trick people.
And it's his life, right? Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to trick people with the comedy. It's like the kayfabe. Like kayfabe
is
trolling.
Yeah, it is.
When I was kayfabe throwing pee-pee on people, that was trolling.
Remember when Chris Jericho made his return and he was trolling? He like wouldn't talk.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Because everybody knew he'd be loved, so he's like, I'm just going to do stuff that pisses people off.
Yep, which is not talk or like come out for a second, then walk back into the back without doing anything.
That gave him weeks of people wondering what the fuck was going on.
Right.
They couldn't say, because he didn't do the traditional, this city stinks and your favorite wrestler's a bum.
All the women here are disgustingly ugly.
Yeah.
They do that a lot.
I love Jericho. Is great.
Y2J!
Flat Earth. So here's a Flat Earth one that I think might be a troll. Let's see. So we said troll. Did we say this guy was a troll?
Yeah, he troll.
Troll.
Okay.
Yeah, he troll.
Comedian. All right.
There are so many things that I want to talk to you about today, and
I've
just been adding up, and I've just
her.
Been putting off doing the video.
I want her on the show.
Doing a video on something, and then I just...
Are you familiar with her or something?
Yes. She's a flat earther with the most unflat chest ever.
Realize that I'm more excited about something else, and I want to talk about something else. And then I listen to an interview.
She's like the Piper Bouche of Flat Earth.
I would like to talk about that. I've just realized I have to focus. And just instead of trying to do all the different topics, I just have to do more videos. And I have to get them out faster, more frequently. Here we go.
We were actually talking about her on the private show with Steve.
Oh, were we?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember.
Steve McRae.
It's so hilarious when girls do this. The strategically zipped hoodie that's zipped just to that exact area right there.
You think it's hilarious? Yep. This is the same thing
as
a guy.
Strategic.
This is the same thing as a guy paying for everything when you go out to eat. This guy must have money. Oh, this guy wants to cover dinner. This guy must have money. It's the same fucking thing.
All of a sudden, I wake up.
I got tits eyes.
And there's just, it's sleet. It's winter. How come? Why winter? Why now? Winter is when the earth is the furthest from the sun. Oh.
It's actually not true.
No. Actually.
No.
Earth doesn't move further or closer to the sun.
To the sun in the winter for the northern hemisphere. Canada, US, Europe, Russia, Asia. Oh, it's all winter when we're closest to the sun because the Earth is tilted on its axis. And so even though the distance... my light!
Is she crazy as fuck? She's crazy, dude.
I think she might be trolling. Steve said that she was a troll on the last episode of the private show.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
But, I mean... I don't care if she's a troll. I think she should be the right underneath Jeff.
No fucking way ever.
I think she's she's amazing.
My life.
I just want to see her underneath Jeff.
Just fell apart.
I want to do strip debates with her. I challenge her to strip debates.
Yeah.
Strip debates. And every time I catch her in an inability to counter my argument, she has to take off a piece of clothing.
Is this gonna be on like Chatterbait or something?
Plexstorm. We'll do it on Plexstorm. It'll be great.
Would you go like a psycho series with a girl if like she had to take off a piece of clothes, but if you lost, you had to cut off like a patch of skin off your body?
That's terrible. Fuck that. Why? That's not worth it at all.
That's okay.
But nobody really wants to see a guy naked, right? Even girls aren't into that shit. They'd rather see your bank account than your fucking Peter.
I will never get another video done. So here we go. With broken lights just smashing in the background of the camera. The distance between the tilt of the planet...
Troll or not a troll?
She's so annoying. Troll. Yeah,
she is.
That's what I like about her, though. I like that she's annoying.
Troll. Yeah, troll. Yeah. I'm going troll, too.
Wow, three in a row, and they were actually decent ones. Like, someone could watch that last one and be fooled, I think.
I think so, yeah. Because she's so... energetic and out there, and because there are so many ridiculous flat earth channels that are about that insane.
I was fooled. I mean honestly, I didn't care. I thought she put in a great presentation, so if she was a troll, good for her. See, it's better if you're a troll and you're a flat earther, because flat earther is so batshit insane. I respect you if you're lying about it and using it just to get that fucking flat earth money.
I agree
but because Steve said that she was not serious and she was confirmed
he thinks most of them are, though. He thinks most of them are not serious.
Yeah, they might be. They might all be fucking shills getting that conspiracy
he said
money.
The most popular one was the guy that we watched where he did that experiment
on the Netflix with the light show.
Yeah.
I'm live streaming.
Geritol, what's his name?
I think
Geritol Pro Geritol Genesis, like Pro Geritol Genesis from Subway.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. No, one of them got outed as a troll. And I mean, even just historically speaking, the flat earth became as big as it did because of which one was it? Was it the Church of Dysphoria? Gale. Not Dysphoria. No, not the Church of Gale, although that would have been better. Crazy shit's happening with that too, by the way. But no, it was the Discordians.
Really? There is?
Yeah. There's new developments in the Gale universe.
Oh, people always give me shit for enjoying Gale's art, and I don't fucking care because what did you call her? A living artist or something like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing that's really interesting is because Gale creates a world, and yeah, there are other people that are kind of influencing her. I mean, I've talked to these people before. They're influencing her a little bit, but she ultimately directs where this is all going to go. And she's a really lonely person. She doesn't have a lot of people to hang out with or talk to. She doesn't get along with her family. So instead, she at least has a following of people who support her. They give her money. They mail her like things that she needs. And in exchange, she shares this story that she lives with all of us. I think it's fine. You know, as long as people aren't abusing her, I think it's okay.
I enjoy the lore.
I enjoy the elder abuse.
The elder abuse?
she thinks that Lori McBride is now teaming up with Melania Trump. So that's a pretty important one.
Yeah, Gale shifted away from Trump, and now she's a Tulsi Gabbard supporter.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good for Gale.
Yeah. We don't have too much news to cover, but we'll do what we do.
I've gotten so human angry.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow.
Is that Yoda? They're laughing at us. At our
is that Yoda?
This someone with this profile picture joined the Discord. Isn't that cute? It's cute.
That definitely looks like intro, a hello school shooter.
In that intro, the lady that it kind of looks like puking dog is puking on her head. Who is that?
I'd have to go back and look at it. I'm not sure. Let's see.
She looks really damn familiar.
Is it SC Cup?
Yeah, that's SC Cup. Yeah. Younger who's SC that? Cup.
SC Cup was big on the political the conservative side of politics, and, like,
and now she's on the left.
She's left now?
Yeah, she's a host on CNN, and she hates Trump like a lot. See, like her shtick was she was young, she was an atheist, but she was a Republican. That was her shtick originally. She was a young atheist that was a Republican, and she, like, defended religious people against other atheists. It was kind of a weird gimmick that she had going on.
That sounds like five different people that I used to be friends with when I was more of a skeptic.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why be an atheist?
Which one? Oh, yeah. This one's crazy. Woman freed on parole nearly 19 years after killing boyfriend during sex game.
Hot. Lafayette Anastasia Schmidt was a free woman Tuesday, more than 18 years after she stabbed her boyfriend, Tony Heathcoat, 39 times. Schmidt, 45, is not the same person she was on March 4th, 2001.
That was their sex game murder?
Nice. When she killed Heathcoat, according to those who advocated for Schmidt, Heathcoat was defenseless against the March 4th, 2001 attack because he was blindfolded and restrained as a part of a consensual sex game the couple was playing. According to a case history included in a U.S. District Court's May 15, 2019 ruling that overturned Schmidt's murder conviction. During the sex game, Schmidt went into a psychotic break from reality, according to a U.S. District Court. During the attack, Schmidt heard a voice
tell Dusty the cockatiel that he's a beautiful bird.
Jeff, is JF tell it?
Yeah. Can Jeff as JF tell Dusty the cockatiel?
I mean, I do a horrible JF impression, but can we just get JF in here? Is JF in here? JF?
Hello? Pardon me. Excuse me. I did not mean to interrupt, but I heard on the wind that the beautiful bird, Dusty, he wanted me to acknowledge him as a beautiful bird. If you had a little bit lower IQ, I might try and steal you from your owner and make sweet love to you.
JF! Why am I not beautiful to you, JF? JF!
Oh, God.
JF, tell me I'm a beautiful bird. Tell me I'm a beautiful potato. JF!
Listen, my love, after the laser light hair removal accident, we need to maybe get some corrective surgery, and then maybe I can look at you again while we make love.
JF, just mashing my potato. JF, I'm a beautiful bird.
You have to put the bag back on and we will talk. Oh, wow, weird. Just trouble brewing.
Those two
in,
are
paradise.
Just trouble. They are trouble personified, incarnate. You know, JF bragged about Jeffrey Epstein donating to him.
Yeah.
He bragged about it.
Yep.
Because he knows what everybody else knows. Jeffrey Epstein gave him all the defective ones that he couldn't sell to the princes, the presidents. Like, this is one of the...
That's not funny, dude.
What? We got a broken one. Let's give her to JF. Right? Right?
That is not... Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
So, So, she got off because they proved to a court that... She lost her mind and murdered him. They were doing some BDSM shit, and she just decided to kill him.
You know, a dog told her to kill them all.
It was in her head. Schmidt heard a voice telling her that Heathcote was evil and needed to be eliminated. Evil. He'll be eliminated. She will be on parole for 2 years. On Monday, Schmidt pled guilty to voluntary manslaughter.
Do you agree with this? Anyone agree with this?
Look, if you're fucking a girl and you let her tie you up and fucking...
You should expect to get stabbed 39 times.
Well, I mean, you should know her well enough that she won't stab you, right? Like, if you're with a girl and you want to be tied up and dominated and blindfolded, you should know inside her heart of hearts that she doesn't have Son of Sam living in her. I think that's very simple. Some people are just too quick to give up their fucking
So
power.
She did 19 years for stabbing someone
18
to death.
Years.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, okay,
more than
18
years. Yeah.
Nearly 19. Yeah, I guess her original conviction or her original sentence was 44 years. And you can usually, like a long-ass sentence like that, you can usually get that cut almost in half a lot of times for good behavior. So, I mean, 19 years is a long time to be in prison. I don't know, man. He was also defenseless, too. That's some cold-blooded shit. Nah, she should have had to do the whole 44. Fuck her.
Damn.
Man. Yeah, I mean, there was an end in... Yeah, for a 44-year sentence, she probably still would have gotten out and just been extremely old.
Yeah.
Jeff just wants to do the full sentence because he loves getting tied up and blindfolded, and he would break his heart if he got... someone to kill him 39 times.
Here's some news you'll be happy about.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Andrew Yang qualifies for third Democratic debate.
Tulsi did not.
Poor Tulsi.
You are such a central part of my life. Also love you.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Whoa, thank you so much.
Var Emrys? You
that
just,
was
you know,
surprising.
You know what you just did?
You made me get emotional. I'm getting choked up.
You just give us all one big kiss on the face. And then, you, obviously, through money, you kiss me and Ben, but you kiss Jeff, too, with a compliment. That's so sweet.
That is very I love you, too. I love you, too.
That's so sweet. So, like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put this fork
now
in
the eye. Now we're at 57% of the goal, and this is, you know, this is the second show of the week.
I'm going to pull my eye out with a fork.
Don't do it.
Thank you.
Don't do it.
As a thank you.
Don't do it.
Shit.
So, yeah.
That's insane, man. That's wild. Thank you so much, Luna.
So, Billy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To qualify for the... New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand dropped out of the Democratic presidential race yesterday after failing to qualify for the third round of primary debate slated for September 12th. Tech entrepreneur Andrew Yang, meanwhile, will be one of 10 Democrats on stage in Houston next month. To qualify for the debate, candidates had to hit 2% in at least 4 public opinion polls and secure 130,000 unique donors. Among the others not to reach the threshold for September were Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, and Montana Governor Steve Bullock.
I noticed, I watched a video earlier where they showed how many people aren't going to be in the next debate. A ton of them have dropped out, and a ton of them don't qualify. This is what I've been waiting for, too, to, like, thin the herd out. There's way too many of them. Most of them don't stand a chance at all. So, how the fuck does Biden get this spike?
Because like, it's bullshit.
I mean, they're pulling a very specific population.
Not only that, they're choosing very specific polls to trace. The reason why
there's all the polls that
the reason why Yang thought he was in and then was out was because the Democrats are like, we're not going to count these polls. We're not going to count these polls. Same thing with Tulsi. We're not going to count these polls. These polls don't matter.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
This is where
that's the thing too. The polls are like how all of this is done is by the book written by the DNC. So they basically can control the fucking narrative. And they obviously got mad at Tulsi because she fucked up Harris, which she should have because fuck Harris.
Yeah, Harris took a dive. She's done. So it's Warren, Sanders, and Biden. Unless someone, you know, gets a surprise win in like Iowa or New Hampshire, like one of those early primaries that's easy to win.
What do you think Tulsi does now? Do you think she just gets behind Bernie and right before everything goes, she jumps behind Bernie and tries to secure her spot as like a vice to Bernie?
That'd be cool.
I have no see at this. Yeah, we'll see who puts their support where. There's a lot of people that are gonna drop out before anyone votes, but then there are the people that are gonna hang on.
Damn, it's crazy to see Yang above Booker and O'Rourke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's great though. I mean, the thing is too. I don't think Yang has a snowball's chance in hell of being the president. But if he pulls high enough, like he can get into politics, he can get into the Senate, and then maybe actually get all the way up there later.
I think,
I'm glad he's doing what he's doing.
I think that Asian America is an untapped demographic for like representation in the presidential race as
There's not. I mean, they're a very small population though nationwide. But they couldn't like, swing an election with their votes.
No. They could pad it.
What do you mean they could pad it?
They could pad that motherfucker. I don't know. I see Yang. Even if he doesn't get the nom or whatever, I see him doing something big with this entire run. The fact that he's actually bringing up points. Like, if you look at all the things he's trying to do, he's got a huge list of shit on his website. He's addressing problems with actual solutions, which we don't really... We have talking points from the other presidents.
Sure.
And he's just got, like, he's got the math. He's like, this plus this equals this. Let's do it. And I like that.
I didn't
him.
Think he was like going to make this debate because this debate had way stricter rules to get into. But he'll be in it. Eventually, though, they're going to up it even more. I mean, he's gone eventually. They're going to get rid of him. They don't want him around.
They need him around, though.
Not the Democrats don't want him around. They want to keep their establishment the way it is. They don't want a Trump.
And how'd that work?
You don't need to tell me, but... Yeah. You don't need to tell me, but the people in charge are the ones who stand the most to gain from it. So that's why it is that way. That's why the Democratic Party probably won't win this next election. And
it's very likely. Yeah.
Like they're scared to death of like a left-wing Trump coming in that isn't part of their establishment and becoming president and then basically taking over their party.
Give me like
the
a
only
Sanders-
people who. Oh, go ahead, man.
Give me a Sanders, Tulsi, Gabbard fucking ticket with Andrew Yang as like, I don't know.
He'd be like some sort of economic. He'd have a cabinet.
Secretary of Commerce or some dumb shit.
Yeah.
The only reason why anybody actually wants to vote for Biden is because they're like retired. And
it's name recognition too.
Otis the dog
kinda,
is a beautiful dog. Beautiful. I don't think anybody wants to vote for Biden. I think so many people that they call to poll are people who don't understand the rest of them. And Biden is the fucking...
He's the establishment candidate, and he was vice president for 8 years.
Yeah.
And he's been in politics forever. You can go look. It's weird. If you see videos of him from the 80s, he had less hair then than he does now. What?
I have no hair.
Oh, Mr. Pimonk's here. Mm-hmm. What's up, Pimp Monk?
Yo, Pimp
hey,
Monk.
Hey, guys. How you...
Good. How you doing?
Sorry, I'm weird. I'm at the hospital. So.
Oh, man. Yeah. You're still at the hospital? I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it's bad, dude. My dad's kind of... Well, he's sick. He's at the hospital.
Yeah. That's what happens. Any updates, though? Like, looking better or looking worse?
On top of everything, he's developed pneumonia.
Oh,
that's terrible. So right now is the best time to support Pimp Monk. If you've ever considered it in the past, now is the best time. So whenever you see Pimp Monk, go subscribe to him, first of all. And then every time you see that he's streaming, tune in and see, you know, if you've got some extra cash to throw his way. Do that.
And if you're broke, just throw him some pussy.
Share my PayPal link. Please do it.
Yeah, big love to Big Pimpy. We love you, buddy. Sorry you're going through some shit, man.
Man, it's crazy. Well, it's just one thing after other. He lost. He died twice on a table, on the operating table. So.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have to take his other foot?
Yeah, they took his other leg. Completely up to the hip, basically.
God damn.
Yeah, and then he flatlined twice on the table, so he was in ICU or CCU, whatever you want to call it, for 5 days, and then in the regular hospital room for a few days, and they decided to release him to a rehab. So he got to rehab at 5 o'clock in the evening, 9 o'clock the next morning, he was back in the hospital.
Oof.
So, it's all kinds of shit going on, and his insulin level dropped 40 yesterday. His blood pressure 240 over 180. So,
well, damn, man, damn. But still, heart goes out to you. I'm sure everybody else's does too. Fucking A. And try and stay straight. What is aside from the usual? Like, is there any other way people can help out? Maybe do you need some booby pictures?
Yeah.
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 All right.
Sure. But the money would help more.
Money would help more. If you don't have money but you have boobs,
I think
then...
it's PayPal, Pimp Monk or whatever. I'm sure there's a mod in the chat that's got my link.
Do you promise not to resell the booby pictures if the girls send them to you or guys? Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't be like the vigilant Christian Mario and send nudes of your friends to people.
I got some of Jeff Holiday that he sent to me drunk one night.
That's all right. You know what? If it's going to help out in this situation, I'm all right with you sharing those. It's cool, buddy.
Contrary to popular belief, it's not that big.
I never claimed it was, but it does have a joint, and that makes it pretty unique.
Really? Like a baby's arm?
Yeah, like bends. It bends. It's weird. I don't know.
I have a joint, but it's a different kind.
Ben has a giant.
So, I don't know how well you'll be able to hear everything if I play a video or not, so I don't know if you want to stick around for that.
I mean, I'm only gonna be here just a couple of minutes because I just wanted to jump on and say hi to everybody and thank everybody for the messages and all that shit. It really means a lot. Except Billy, hasn't done anything.
Yeah, wow. I haven't done anything at all. But I do love you, Pimp Monk.
Love you too, Billy. I love all you guys, man. You're my boys.
Yeah.
It's been a time. I'm trying not to cry right now, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah, man.
I know, man.
Yeah, because it's so emotional, so fucking tired, and so stressed out over my dad. It's just everything. I'm like a big puss walking around here just crying all the damn time.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be weird if you weren't, right?
Holiday, Pimunk, will you tell Dusty that he is a disgusting and irritating bird?
Huh? I don't think...
I can't do that.
Did
somebody
tell Jeff Holiday to lie, John Morgan?
Yeah, he said that he wants me and Pimp Monk to say that Dusty is a disgusting and irritating bird, but I can't say that.
How much money would he give me to say that, and I'll do it?
$20.
So, well, Pimp Monk says it every time. The owner's—it's the owner that's weird.
Oh.
Yeah, the bird's fine. The owner's fucking strange, dude.
Oh, he's great.
You're just mad that he did all those farts in the fucking Walmart and blamed him on you, right?
Walmart sends me videos saying, this is for Pimp.
He shits himself.
I did just get
Target.
A new one the other day.
Oh, gosh. Lovely.
I love those. Those are so fucking funny, dude. It's just, it's the dumbest, most childish fucking concept ever, but I love it. It's just,
yeah.
I love it. I love it.
I'm sitting on a sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, Billy's going to like the next video that we're going to play here.
Every time you say that, I'm 100% sure I'm not going to like it. But then every once in a while, you know, there actually is something I like.
Yeah.
Like you'd be like, Billy's going to like the next video we play here. And then what's going to happen? It's going to be like two big boobed midgets doing fucking cartwheels and eating cake. And I'll be like, I fucking love this. I love it.
Yeah.
But,
awesome video.
But usually it's just shit rap or something.
No, we're not getting to the rap.
Oh, I do want to say one story. My dad has not lost his sense of humor. He looked at me the other day and said, well, son, because you know I lost both legs. Son, I'm getting shorter.
Ooh, good. That's good.
Yeah.
And first said he wanted him to get in some natural light. And he's like, I don't like natural light. I like Bud Light. So there you go.
Yeah.
Natty light.
Yeah. Everyone send your support to Pimp Monk. Now's the best time.
Yeah. My funds are depleted. Everything I've had just went into that fucking building back there. So,
yeah. Love thank you. Take care of yourself.
We love you, Pimp Monk.
Yeah, Pimp is gone. Yeah, I asked him to come on to let everybody know what was going on. So this is crazy. This happened. The only video of this that exists is video that someone recorded off of their TV with their phone, but it's crazy. So,
Susan just posted.
Okay, you have to see this. This is Finn. We're about to show. Oh my goodness, take a look at him. He's a resident of the Oklahoma City Zoo, and this week the zoo's eighth caretaker took over their Instagram, and we are all loving that they did. And as you can see, Finn was fascinated.
Definitely ready for his close up.
Kind of looks like you. We're super picture.
Did you catch that?
Oh, it was. What did I miss?
She said, "It kind of looks like you when you take a picture." See.
Oh, but what is the other newscaster look like?
He's black.
Yeah.
I'm.
Oh, is
right
he?
There. Yeah, yeah. And here's the apology. Yeah, yeah.
Here this morning, because I want to apologize. Not only to my co-anchor, Jason, but to our entire community. I said something yesterday that was inconsiderate, it was inappropriate, and I hurt people. And I want you to know, I understand how much I hurt you out there and how much I hurt you. I love you so much, and you have been one of my best friends for the past year and a half.
I got black friends, guys. I got black friends.
If you're really sorry, maybe you just suck it a little bit.
Yeah.
Put it in your mouth.
I would never do anything on purpose.
Roll your R's on it. Why don't you just say burrito on my penis, please, if you're really sorry.
Do the Karate Kid drum thing on it, you know?
Yeah. Wax what? On, good. Wax off.
It he kind of looks like you when you take a picture. I'm like, how did she think that wouldn't... Like, how did she mean that, then? If it's not the way it sounded.
Because he's terrible at photography.
Yeah.
Alex, thank you very much. And I do accept your apology. And I do appreciate your apology. All that being said, and Alex would be the first to admit to this to you, what she said yesterday was wrong. It cut deep for me, and it cut deep for a lot of you in the community. I've heard the phone calls, and I've heard the Facebook messages as well. Coming out of this, I want this to be a teachable moment. And that lesson here is that words matter.
So,
see, the thing about this kind of thing is, like, black people got to deal with a bunch of stupid-ass shit like that all the fucking time. So when there's one that happens that's so public, and they could be like, dude, this is fucked up. I think they very much deserve the moment to be able to be like, yeah, that was actually really fucked up. So good for him in that regard. But like, fuck, man, that is one hell of a gaffe. He had to be laughing at least a little bit on the inside when that happened. Like, oh, bitch, you just fucked up. Yeah.
Now,
so bad.
What they need to do, all right, what they need to do next is get a video clip of like one of those girls at the hot dog eating contest sucking down the hot dogs, and he can be like, that kind of looks like you.
kind of looks like you when you were interviewing for your position.
Yeah,
here.
See?
Yeah.
That's really what we need. Like, these apologies, they go so far, but what we really need is just someone to hit back as hard or harder. And then you'd be like, okay, we're even now. Because I just called you a cock-gaggling whore, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
I don't think she was really meaning that in like the racial sense.
What did she mean then?
But
what did she mean?
It was. She was like, "You look like a monkey." That's what she said.
Well, she said, "He kind of looks like you when you take a picture." It was a baby gorilla.
Yeah, you look like a little baby gorilla because you have features.
It was a baby gorilla, and she said it kind of looks like you when you take a picture. Yeah. What the fuck is she talking about?
She's talking about.
Can she produce pictures of him looking like a gorilla?
I mean, look, fucking George Bush looked like a goddamn chimpanzee. Look, white people can look like monkeys too. You know, to say that we can't look like apes.
The difference is we don't have a racial connection as white people to apes and monkeys, right?
I mean, we are apes, technically.
Of course, but it's not a racial connection where it becomes racistly driven. We have a ton of literature and shit historically that shows people of African American descent as apes. We just do. It's part of history.
Well, yeah, that was used to refer to them as subhuman.
And so now we really lost our chance to make jokes of someone looking like a monkey if they are of African American.
Oh no! You can make them. You can.
You
make
better
them.
Be careful, Dave Chappelle. You better.
But then you gotta apologize.
No joke is worth apologizing for.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
Have you become addicted to apology videos like I have, Billy?
I was thinking about putting out an apology video without actually doing anything, but just put up all the pictures of me with like Ice Poseidon and Only Use Me Blade, and my pictures with like all the people like Onision, where everybody who's got threats of them that say that they're like womanizers or abusers, and then I'm sorry that I was the Jeffrey Epstein of YouTube, and just go through all these friends of mine that have been accused.
I've seen Jeff tell people never apologize. Remember?
Oh yeah. Don't ever fucking apologize. Fuck no, dude. No way. If you do something fucked up and have a controversy, like I might know a little thing or two about fucking controversies. All right. If you fuck up and you do something and you do something shitty to somebody, go apologize to them. Yeah, sure. But to the mob, don't you fucking dare ever apologize. It ain't ever a fucking enough. Nobody's gonna give a shit. All you're gonna do is provide like more content and more reason for people to want to fuck with you. You just gotta let it die down, and it sucks, but that's what happens. But here's the thing: that was 2018. The apology video phase was all like 2018. These days, now, if you really want to get the viral hit for a video, you can't apologize. What you have to do is you gotta shit on somebody, and then when they come back and they provide the receipts, you make a video of, I was so wrong about so-and-so, and now I see that they're actually a good person. That is the next stage of viral video sensation.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's what everybody's doing about pro-Jared right now.
Yeah. People like Jeremy from The Quartering pretends like he wasn't one of the people that like made sure to mention in all of his videos about pro-Jared that Pro Jared was accused of sending dick pics to minors. And now all of a sudden it's like Pro Jared redeemed himself. He did nothing wrong. It's like, well, you were like, I mean, at least he didn't admit he was wrong about it, but he like said, well, I said he was accused.
Right.
Yeah. Phil DeFranco. I watched Phil DeFranco today. His video about Pro Jared, and he doesn't mention how he made it sound like Pro Jared is like a child predator back in the day.
Sure,
and now he doesn't mention that. He doesn't mention that Because Pro Jared called everybody out who reported on him that didn't reach out to him at all. None of them came to talk to him about it.
Yep. 100%. And you know
what's crazy? The court of public opinion cancel culture bullshit is trash.
Yeah. It is trash. It's absolutely fucking trash. And none of it's actually based on conviction. None of it's actually based on what's real or what has any real bearing in the real world. It's all just about the thrill. It's all about the dog pile. That's what it's about. And what's crazy, too, is like some people were like, why didn't Pro Jared provide the receipt sooner? He waited like 3 or 4 months.
For one thing, he was getting a divorce. And it's best to keep your mouth shut when you're in any type of legal negotiation or lawsuit or anything like that. You keep your mouth shut. Any good lawyer worth their money that you pay them would tell you that.
Exactly. That's the first thing a lawyer always tells you. Anytime you have something, especially a high profile one, they tell you, shut the fuck up. Once you open your fucking mouth, you shut the fuck up, and we're going to work this out from there. But he did actually respond, at least to the initial allegations raised by his wife. He wrote a whole thing basically detailing, like, yo, my wife's a crazy fucking person. I've been trying to leave her for a while, but she threatened that she was going to ruin my life months ago. And then I left her finally because I couldn't handle it anymore, and she ruined my life. And now you're believing everything that she's saying. And, like, I read that, and I'm like, yeah. Nobody's going to buy this right now, though. Nobody's going to give a shit.
Oh, yeah. I've been saying this. At first, I was like, I don't give a fuck about his personal life, like his relationship that was going on. I didn't give a fuck about that. And I was just waiting. I was like, there's people. Once a hate mob like gathers like that, people will just make up whatever bullshit they want. And it'll be instantly believed as if it's totally true. And that's what happened.
Yep. I mean, fuck, dude. Look at what happened with Andy Signore.
You know what?
He just came back. It's funny that you mentioned him.
I just talked to him today. Yes. And
he seems like an interesting guy.
I even told him I'd give his thing a shout out. He's making a movie. He's got what is it? They did the same thing to him. That's all been proven like a year later, and he was keeping his mouth shut too because of shit. Because he was involved in a lawsuit, like a wrongful termination case. I felt bad for the guy too. Here's his thing. Like, he's almost got this shit funded. So now I can tell him, I gave your thing a shout out. Here it is, Hugging the Cactus. You can look it up. It's only up for two more days.
To cancel culture. That's crazy.
Yes.
You know what's really funny too about cancel culture is when this year at VidCon, because we were all at these big parties and everything. I'm not gonna necessarily like name names on who I'm being introduced to, but a very big YouTuber was making sure to introduce me to other big YouTubers as, this is Jeff, the guy who knows how to survive a controversy. So maybe you should go talk to this dude. And I'm like, okay, where's the alcohol? And then I had like crazy conversations, and I'd say a good half the conversations I had was about how dog shit cancel culture is. And it's stupid.
You should be on if I can get Andy to come on, you should be on too.
I'll be down for that. That'd be cool. All right. Cool. I'd like to meet him.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Cigarettes are simple, and thanks to MyBlue, vaping can be too. MyBlue Intense Liquid Pods are satisfyingly smooth. With easy-to-use pre-filled liquid pods and a 20-minute charge, MyBlue lets you vape all day. Just click it in and go. Plus, MyBlue has the widest selection of flavors. Mint Sensation has a fresh peppermint flavor with the subtle undertones of spearmint. Honeymoon has a rich honey flavor with light exhales of creamy milk. Neon Dream has fruity and creamy blend to light up your senses. There's so many other flavors to check out, so find MyBlue in a store near you or order online myblue.com. Website restricted to adults 21 and up.
He seems like a nice guy.
I am not afraid of cancel culture because I should be canceled. Something wrong with me, dude. I'm fucked up.
All right.
Because they invaded
This is Biden not remembering Obama's name. Let that sink in. He's trying to say Obama, but he can't remember his fucking name.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President, my boss, it was his fault.
See? My boss.
My boss? What's his name?
There are so many senior moments from him. This is the guy that they think can beat Trump. Man, someone needs to go over, like... Someone needs to take over the Democrat Party, or we need to just start voting third party until it sticks, because it's they're ruining it. I almost feel like they're double agents, like they're trying to lose on purpose. It's so fucked up.
If anybody's worried about Uncle Joe's fucking feelings, just start telling him that he is the president. He'll be like, I am, aren't I? That's great. Oh, let's take care of the babies. Okay, Uncle Joe.
He's such
got documents to sign.
He's such a bitch because his time to run was the last election, and he cucked out to Hillary, and let her go. Like he's Hillary's yes man. He stepped aside so Hillary could have her fucking shot. She already had her shot too. By the way,
the DNC gave Hillary the nod back when they pushed her aside to let Obama in 2008.
I don't think they pushed her aside. She just got beat.
I don't know.
She just got beat.
They were going with her in 2008, and then they saw Obama coming up, and they're like, look, you can come back in 2016.
And you also got to keep in mind, the Clinton family and the Obama family do not fucking like each other at all. They fucking can't stand each other. The Clintons are more closer friends to the Trumps
the Bushes.
Than they are to Obama.
The Obamas the are more friends
the Clintons
with the
are close with the Bushes.
Yeah, the Obamas and the Bushes they're like this dude. They're
really
friends.
Close.
They hang
George,
out all the time.
George H.W. and Bill were buddies, like good buddies.
And George W. Oh, Bush yeah. and
they were no they
Michelle
were.
Obama, Michelle Obama and George Bush gave each other candies all the time.
Yeah.
Bush brings her candies. He's like, I got you some candy.
But Clinton and Obama do not get along at all. They fucking hate each other.
Here's a video. Of all of the fucking presidents.
In a bar fight?
I'm sorry, I misspoke. Here's a video of all of the candidates that don't qualify for the next debate. All of them. Look at this. De Blasio, gone. Marianne Williamson, gone.
Good, fuck you.
Tom Steyer, gone. Ooh. Tulsi Gabbard, gone. I liked her, though. She pulled out of the race. Gillibrand, whatever. Who the fuck is this? I don't even know.
I'm Michael Bennett.
So, Michael Bennett, that one's actually kind of sad because, like, Michael Bennett, his policies are idiotic. He sounds like a brain-dead moron when he tries to talk. But, like, if you really listen to him when he's given, like, a speech on his own, not a debate, the dude straight up fucking loves America. I think he's absolutely sincere. It's just, fuck, dude, no, you don't get to be president. You're awful. Acting double sucks.
I don't know who this guy is. Yeah, who is it? Like, what?
I don't know.
You know who should be, you know who should run again? Dennis Kucinich.
Why?
You know who wasn't even up there? They didn't even put up there. He didn't qualify for the debate, but he also didn't try either.
Have you ever seen...
he's running again.
Have you ever seen Dennis Kucinich's wife?
I don't think so.
This is a picture of Dennis Kucinich and his wife.
Oh, shit.
Look at him. He looks like a little boy with... He's got like Benjamin Button syndrome or something.
Why does he wear a tie like that? He knows. He knows.
That's like an eccentric thing that...
No, he knows he's a little
twerp. But she's
twerp.
Like way taller. She's like way younger than him. He pulled that off somehow.
Eh.
Snoo.
She only looks that hot because she's standing next to him. Standing next to Andrew Yang, she don't look that hot.
Are
no,
you
she's
sure?
gorgeous, actually.
She's aight.
She's got beautiful fucking cheekbones. Holy shit.
I don't know, my dude. She's aight. I'm not saying she's ugly at all, but you stand her next to someone who doesn't look like Gilbert Gottfried's fart sniffer.
He does kind of look...
He looks like he sniffs... It's like H. Ross Perot sniffing Gilbert Gottfried's farts.
There's an older photo of them when she was like really young.
See, she's more pretty in the newer photo. She aged prettier. She's less pretty here. I bet you he groomed her.
I actually don't think that happened.
You don't think so?
I think she's from like the UK or something.
Okay, that's fair.
God, what? See, you want people to be predators. You'll like just you'll make up this complex narrative in your mind that someone's
like
grooming.
I don't want them to be. I just think it's funny if you suggest they did. Look at this old guy and this fucking tiny redhead girl. It looks like he's going to a daddy daughter Christmas party.
he did the bow tie even back then. He's just a bow tie. You know what though? He would have made. I liked him. He was the far left candidate years ago, and now he's more moderate. Compared to a lot of people.
Yeah. I think that's more like and her grandpa, not her dad, like her grandpa. That's pretty bad.
Right. I think he is.
Why is he dressed like a fucking ventriloquist dummy?
Because he is.
Yeah, he looks like maybe he's sitting on her lap and she's performing.
hello.
She was running to be the first woman president through him as the dummy on her lap.
You can't see her other arm, can you?
Nope, you can't. It's up his ass. He's making him talk. Like, hey there, Dennis. Do you want to do a cringe rap for the American people? My name's Dennis, and I'm here to say I love the President USA.
How yoked Yang looks. Like, Yang looks yoked up, dude. He looks like he's fucking cut out of beef. Just.
I mean, I seen him IRL at his Seattle meetup or whatever. And he wasn't I could have taken it.
This video is crazy. I just wanted to play it because it's kind of mind-blowing. This dude comes in with a gun, tries to hold up this store.
Yeah.
So he comes in, points the gun at the cashier, and then he points the gun at this dude, the cowboy. It's fucking...
Wilford Brimley.
Yeah. Look, first thing he does is take off his glasses. You notice that?
Yeah.
And then when he points the gun at this lady, grabs the motherfucker.
Stand your ground.
The gun is loose. Dude, this old cowboy is a badass,
That's
man.
That's what happens when you drink your fucking cream of wheat.
And then this person grabs the gun and runs away with it.
That's his accomplice. Yeah.
And then...
He got his shirt.
This dude just grabs him by his fucking throat. Did you see that?
Yeah, hemmed up, dude.
Nice.
That's a nice throat
Look at
grab.
How he intercepts him.
Ski-whip. Dumped his little nerd ass on his back.
Yeah. Dude, if you walk into a place and point a gun at a bunch of people and they get the gun away from you, you deserve an ass whooping for at least a short period of time.
I mean, you deserve an ass whooping for running a place with a gun. If they don't get the gun away from you, it's just you don't always get what you deserve.
Well, I'm saying like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, he deserved an ass whooping. He got it this time. Holy shit, Ben.
Why'd that get so loud?
Ben, why'd you spurg out on the fucking...
I didn't do that.
You just went Stranger Things on us.
No,
we're
going
to take this guy to the upside down. He's done. That cowboy's going to go fucking Pulp Fiction on him.
Beefy's going to jail.
Done.
All right. Now we're moving into a lot of people's favorite segment. And we'll read the Streamlabs and stuff like after the intro plays here. Hey, also, tonight, post show on Twitch. There is a free post show for all of you wonderful people on Twitch tonight. Twitch.tv/drunken peasants.
Twitch.tv/drunken peasants.
And by the way, if you want to be alerted to any time we're streaming, joining the Discord is the best way to deal with that.
Yes.
I see people in the Discord right now.
So, Dong Commander 69 said, "Hi, Daddy Jeff."
Hey.
Barry Compton said, "Love you, Jeff, you Hot Topic reject." We got that JF telling Dusty the cocktail he was a beautiful bird. The Luna Var Emrys with the gigantic $300 Donny saying, "You're such a central part of my life. Also, love you, Jeff." So glad.
So, Jeff, your haircut is kind of Hitlerish, isn't it?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Okay. Straight up. It's very fast wave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's Hitler youth. You're like the Hitler midlife crisis.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. No. That's actually good. That's good. I might steal that.
Evil Lemon OG said, "Can you tell Otis the doggy that he's a beautiful dog?" He is a beautiful dog. Love you, Otis, the beautiful dog. John Morgan says, Jeff Holiday, PM Monk, will you tell Dusty that he's a disgusting and irritating bird?
We can't do that here. We do not disparage Dusty here.
We tried. We did try.
Sorry.
Couldn't do it. The Locust God said, sorry for my first time donation is so low. Been a fan for a long time since early 2016. I just got a job after summer of unemployment after college. Wanted to show my appreciation for once.
You don't have to apologize for giving a low donation.
I'll become a patron as well.
Giving a donation is awesome. You don't have to apologize.
What you have to apologize for is apologizing, though. Because we don't apologize around here.
We don't do that.
No, but thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, who helped support today. And we had a huge boost from Luna. That was big.
Yeah. Whoa. Awesome. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I see you. So this same guy actually messaged me earlier today. He called me Adolf Hipster, and I was like, that's actually pretty good.
That's not bad.
You know what? I mean, if we're gonna move away from like Doc's Holiday, like Adolf Hipster is pretty good.
It is.
Can like you that. Believe that we're gonna all be hanging out as buddies this weekend, doing buddy stuff?
Yeah. I see you guys in less than 12 hours, actually. Wait, no.
A lot of people have requested more Mobility Mary, so that's what we're going to do now.
Oh, damn.
Mobility Mary. Here's a clip.
Nice, dude.
Adolf Hipster.
Totally illegal, but whatever.
Whatever. The law doesn't apply to Mobility Mary. Oh my god! So I used to drive my Gabby Num Num's mobility chair around, and those off-kilter, like,
wasn't it like after
are terrible.
It was like after she passed, you
yeah.
started using it?
Yeah. It was like a way for me to reconnect with her. I'd go on joy.
Are you sure it wasn't a way to just avoid walking?
I mean, no.
And play Pokemon Go and, like, hatch eggs without actually having to move your legs?
That was a part of it. That was just one
part
of it.
That was a huge part of it. Because once you got a car, you started just doing it with a car instead. Yeah. I'll see Billy driving slow through the neighborhood.
Hell
here.
Yeah!
Like every now and then, I'll see him.
I'm dipping. I can't break.
Yeah.
I can't break 6 miles per hour, or else it won't register on the egg hatch.
Yep. That's because the game was meant to be walked while you play it.
Yeah.
You need a segue, man.
Those go too fast, I think, right?
I should get a mobility scooter and start live streaming as mobility, mobility.
Have you ever seen those skateboards with the big wheel in the center and you can like, and they're like battery powered and if you lean forward, they go, and if you lean backwards, they slow down?
Yeah.
I kind of want to try one, but I also don't want to die.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you
just
know.
Do it.
I see a guy at this park that I go to sometimes that uses one, and it looks fun. He's not going like super fast on it.
Yeah, but I mean, fucking going like 12 miles per hour on that thing probably feels like you're going 50 miles an hour.
It looks like good exercise too.
Oh my god.
Oh shit, there's a dog.
Oh my god, is that dog unleashed?
Oh my god, is that Yoda?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Fabian got the Ben Fallout Volt Boy parody.
Thank you.
Nice.
You get yourself. Send in pictures of you wearing the shirts.
Excellent.
That would be great. The dog.
Is that your dog?
Why is she getting closer if she's afraid of the dog? Why doesn't she? Whatever.
Not on a leash. No.
Oh no!
Here we go. It's not a small dog. She's afraid of small dogs.
Yeah, this dog.
So, yeah, this dog's big.
Mobility Mary's about to get up out of her fucking cart and run.
No! No! No!
Diesel?
Yeah. Bite me!
It's a boxer.
Totally
dude,
illegal.
Diesel's about to fuck Mobility Mary.
Totally illegal.
I understand.
And I get bitten, jumped. Oh! No! I don't care. Okay. This is totally illegal.
Okay, you're not making it any easier.
Oh, I'm not making it
you're
any
not.
Easier.
The dog's getting excited because of your shrill screaming
right.
voice.
And you came closer. You saw the dog was unleashed far enough away for you to turn around. But you decided to get closer because you wanted to tell him that it was illegal. And that's why the dog charged you.
If you're scared of dogs, do not make a sound like a dying rabbit.
No! That will
Yeah, it'll make the dog come over.
Yeah.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable! They're all gonna laugh. Unbelievable.
Yeah, so
what's
that's
so unbelievable, Mobility Mary? You've seen this 100 fucking times. I've seen videos of you getting freaked out by dogs off leash before. It's very believable.
All right, so we're going to move on to the next video. Everybody, please like the stream. Hit the like button down below. Like the stream. Make sure you're still subscribed too, because people get unsubscribed all the
people,
fucking time.
A lot of people are supporting the dog owner, but some people are like, keep your dog on the leash. Keep
I keep my
leash.
Dogs on a leash because I don't want them to run away and get hit by a car.
Yeah.
So
your dogs aren't even a threat to like mice though. Let's be honest.
I mean, I have one medium sized dog, but she's so old that she's not a threat to anybody.
Oh
but,
yeah.
When I had my dog Freezer, I would always have him leashed up in public because I was worried about other dogs making him want to come and kill them. And then some right. dogs would come and attack him, and then me and Freezer would mount up back-to-back position like it was an 80s fight movie, and we just kicked the shit out of attacking dogs.
Yeah, dude. I tease Ben a lot for having such a tiny, tiny little weird dog, but like I'm actually really excited to see your dog on Saturday.
Yeah, that dog...
I like your dog.
That dog is the alpha. Even though it's a girl, that dog is like...
All your dogs are girls, right?
Yeah, all of them. But she's in charge. She bosses all the other dogs around. She's
the
most
bitch in charge.
She's the most like feisty one. She's an insanely yappy. She's like the most yappiest dog ever. I can trigger like her just by playing like certain types of videos. We'll get her triggered.
I love that dog.
Josh Fierstein. Stain, however you say it.
Josh Fingerbang?
You know that means Firestone. So in a way, his name is Flintstone.
The
Josh
name
Flintstone
alone is Firestone, where rubber meets the road.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird?
Here he is talking about the gun problem, and he blames Jay-Z for it.
Oh God!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you want to know how to solve our gun problem? By realizing it ain't a gun problem. You know what we have in America? We have a we ain't raising our kids right problem. It ain't a Trump problem. It ain't a Republican problem. It's kind of a Democrat problem, but not even really a Democrat problem.
I like how he took that opportunity just to throw that jab in there.
It's kind of a Democrat problem, but not really.
The cropping on this video is really fucking annoying, too.
It's we're putting our kids down in front of video games like Grand Theft Auto and let them listen to the pieces of crap like Jay-Z.
People look at Facebook on desktop and on phone, so they make the square. It gets the most visual space per device.
Circle
to bounce
gets
back.
A square. He's doing his own version of the Hollywood squares. So this is where he mentions Jay-Z for some reason.
Listen to the pieces of crap like Jay-Z. That's the kind of problem we have. We got one of those we don't spank our kids no more problems. We got a spoiled brat triggered little snowflake problem. But what we don't have is a gun problem. You want to know why? Because when I was a kid, well, I grew up around a lot of guns. In fact, when I was about 6 years old, my dad took me out in the back. Bam! Blew a hole in a pumpkin, watched it explode, and I realized that day exactly how powerful a gun was. You want to know what I didn't do? I never shot anybody. Because you want to know what else my dad did? He taught me that human life was valuable. That each one of us were created in the image of God, that we weren't supposed to take anybody's life unless they were threatening ours or somebody else's. But yet today
that's
in
our
school,
problem.
Well,
we didn't tell all the kids that life is valuable. We fucked up terrible. Why don't they teach how valuable life is in school? We never teach that. Oh, my God. No wonder there's so many school shootings. There's not a class on the value of life. Fuck. That's our mistake.
See, I can empathize a little bit with Josh Fierstein because, like, my whole family are veterans. They're all military people. And when I was growing up, when I was about 6 years old, my dad took me out and taught me how to shoot a gun. He taught me about gun safety. He taught me, like, went through the whole thing. So I grew up with a very healthy knowledge of how guns work and to treat them with respect because they are weapons of death. That's what they're for. So I get what he's saying, but this idea that, like, if we don't teach basic humanity, because obviously we're not, and if we did, well, Jay-Z and Grand Theft Auto erases it, it's just idiotic. It's stupid.
It goes even further. He goes even further with it.
You got a problem. You want to know why? Because we're teaching kids that they're nothing but a clump of cells.
You hear this? Yeah, this is where he throws religion into it. Well, you know, we're just teaching kids now that they don't come from God. They're just a clump of cells, so they don't give a shit about blowing people away with guns.
That they were accidental, part of a big bang. God didn't create them. They're not valuable. And so now we got a bunch of kids that are killing each other because they don't understand that they were created by God and that they have a special place in his heart. But no.
I forgot. So like in all these manifestos that I've read, because I've read them all, I'm one of those guys. I read them all. In all these manifestos that I read of all these mass murderers, I forgot that they all have that similar line of, you know, I really did want to preserve life like Jesus Christ told me. But then I became a godless butt-fucking atheist and realized that we're all just cells and nothing matters, and that's why I went out and killed everybody. I forgot
kids
about that.
Kids killing kids, people shooting up each other, and it ain't the gun's fault any more than it was the fork that made me fat. What we need in America is a change of heart. Parents who actually care. Parents that care enough not to let video games and liberal leftist loonies in Hollywood raise their kids. Don't put them down in front of a television. Don't let them listen to Jay-Z. And don't let them vote Democrat. But seriously, guys, it ain't a gun problem. Because the most violent cities in America have the biggest, baddest, toothiest gun control laws. So anytime that
Toothiest.
Tries to tell you that we need more gun control. Ask him why the gun control, the legislation they already passed, isn't working. No, we need
a
kid
control. Hang on a second. Hang on. This is something also that's been bothering me quite a fucking bit. All right, let's throw out a bunch of bullshit stats just for fucking chits and giggles. Why not? So like one thing that I keep hearing with the whole thing of political violence and Antifa is people saying, well, if those Antifa people came to a state that had open carry, it'd be a totally different matter. Oregon is an open carry state. Oregon has some of the laxest fucking gun laws in the country. And in fact, there is a massive amount of gun ownership in Oregon. They're just all Democrat. They're all a bunch of pot-smoking, godless, butt-fucking heathens. And also, of all major cities in America, Portland has historically no low numbers for mass shootings.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, he's also making the argument here that we might as well not have any laws because people break laws, therefore the laws don't work. It's like, right. you can't say laws don't work because people break them. I mean, then we might as well literally have no laws at all.
I kind of get this idea. I don't know if I have the energy to do it, but I think it would be kind of interesting to look at the actual demographic of voter split, Democrat versus Republican, in areas of mass shootings. I'm just curious. Like, I just think that'd be interesting. That would be an interesting stat to see. Yeah. Because I feel like there's a very good chance that split, that stat, might actually be fun to throw in Josh Stein's face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be pointless either way. It wouldn't prove anything.
I just want to know how many killers think that the people they kill are just going to nothing, and how many think that they're actually doing them a favor and sending them to heaven. That's what I need to know.
We need spankings and parents that actually care. So maybe we could take metal detectors out of schools if we could put Bibles in them again. Take a moment if you agree with me and click share and let the whole world know it's time to take our children back.
It's time to take our children back.
Josh Fierstein has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 fucking kids.
What if one of those kids, just five. One of them, became a fucking libtard?
There's a good chance of that happening. There's so many of them. There's actually a decent chance of that happening when they grow up and move out on their own. They might even become an atheist.
Why be an atheist?
Is this a picture of him? Oh my god. Check out this picture. This is crazy. I don't know, like, What's a good age to start using guns, would you say?
Six.
Six, you think? Well, this kid might be six. Let's see.
Huh.
The kid's... Is the kid holding the gun or is he holding the gun? With his arm around his kid. Okay. Okay. I thought it was the kid holding the gun at first. I was like, oh, shit.
I just realized something, actually, while I was taking a piss real quick. one thing that you could always throw back at Josh Feuerstein for this is America is a predominantly Christian country. We have a copious amount of faith in this country, yet we have the highest number of mass murders and mass shooters.
Yeah, yeah. Why not in some of those northern European countries where atheism is actually way higher?
Right. Right. Why isn't our faith in God protecting us and our children from mass murder, Josh Feuerstein? Why not? Why not? What
because
are we doing?
Let
are
the
we
gays get
wrong?
Married. We let the gays get married.
We really
so we're being
up.
Punished by a loving, benevolent God. Okay. Oh, fuck. That's. Oh, that sounds terrible.
God's always been a sadist.
All right. What else do we have? We have this guy got this chemtrails shit.
Oh, don't worry, everybody. Trump's taking over the skies. He's got the chemtrails under control.
Thank goodness.
Don't
somebody
sweat
had
it.
To do it.
It's all taken care of. They're just spraying happy pixie dust in the sky now. Ah. It just happens to create the same chem halo around the sun that the chemtrails did. But it's just happy fairy pixie dust now.
Is he driving while he's...
Did he say a chem halo?
Yeah.
Is that anything like a cum halo?
Only it's chem.
Huh.
Don't worry about it.
My beautiful angel.
That's the whole video.
That's it?
What makes someone want to post
job.
That? Like, what the fuck?
If quality control was an issue with most YouTubers, then most YouTubers, you know, wouldn't exist.
That's true.
People
That's
dump
very
out.
Very true.
The honestly, I think the most professional video today is a tie between that orphan red, big-tittied, flat-earth girther and the little fucking comrade vodka-drinking boy.
Yeah, dude.
Here's
that's some straight-up real content.
I just want to point out tonight's thumbnail, which is great.
Dude, that's a thumbnail right there.
That is a fucking thumbnail.
Who did that?
I did.
You did that, Ben?
I did that.
Shit.
I did that thumbnail.
That looks good.
For the first time, you actually... like picked a good picture of me. That's,
I just
kinda nice.
Well, here's the thing. I just recently took over thumbnail making duties,
yeah.
So that's why things are getting done right.
Ben started making thumbnails like 2-3 days ago, and he was before he started. He was like, "I'm honestly a little worried about this. It could be a huge undertaking." And he's fucking mastered it.
Mastered.
2 days. 2 days. Mastered.
Master.
2 days.
Master of the thumbnail.
I like you know Ben. Master. Usually people take like their own pictures and make their own pictures the best picture. But I think you might be the worst picture on here.
Yeah, I did that
it's
on purpose.
It's not a bad picture, but
I did,
it's...
I did that on purpose.
You picked very flattering photos for yeah, Jeffrey and I
thought it was funny, you know? This is a picture of me screaming at the sight of Ann Coulter, is actually man. What that's from.
Same.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been there.
And then there's Billy doing his fucking people's eyebrow like he does all the time. Man, you wore it out. It doesn't even have the effect anymore because you overuse it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'd say I look pretty fucking good with an eyebrow raised.
Keep telling yourself that, buddy.
You know, people tell me every day how beautiful I am, and I honestly...
And you raise your eyebrow at them?
I still don't believe them, but it does help. It really does help. When someone tells me how gorgeous and fucking stunningly beautiful I am, it does help.
All right, what's this? Oh, God.
You are pretty
quick
beautiful.
Quick shout out to, I'm not sure how y'all say it over there. Celtic or Celtic? I say Celtic. So Celtic67 for putting this post here and sharing the link. It's funny, these globe proponents are always trying to...
All the craziest people always film on their phones now.
Demonize flat earth or so
they do like screen capture on their phones
any little piece of dirt they can find in any person talking about flat earth they throw it out there like, like that means everybody that believes the earth is flat must do that, or what? Do you people really want to start comparing crime numbers? I wonder how many Globe people killed somebody today or sold somebody drugs.
Okay, that's because even people who are fucking insane and kill people still believe the earth is round.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, earlier, did you say that the America's the number one for the death rate for mass shootings?
I think for mass shootings as we define them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone sent me a list of death rate per capita.
Afghanistan and shit like that?
Norway, Serbia, France, Macedonia, Albania, Slovakia, Switzerland, Finland, Belgium, Czech Republic, and then United States, followed by Austria and the Netherlands.
For murder, by what criteria for murder rate?
I was told it was mass shooting death per capita. So deaths in mass shooting.
Now, the United States is the third highest populated country in the world. So you can go per capita, but all it takes is one mass shooting, right?
Yeah, we're talking Norway has 5 million, little over 5 million, and so their per capita is 1.8 million. So
the other thing too to keep in mind is like it also depends on when you frame this, like what significant framing, like for instance, if you're doing stats on terror attacks, you know, if you go all the way back to 9/11. Then your stats look a hell of a lot different than if you don't, you know, even all the way up until, you know, 2002, you add in 2001 and suddenly like your stats are totally fucked. Same with Norway because they had the Anders Breivik.
Yeah, that was a mass shooting. Yeah, that guy pulled that off very easily. He dressed as a cop, so no one knew who the shooter was. And he had them like sitting ducks on an island and he just like picked them off. I think he had bombs and shit too that he was blowing up. Like he was taking out all kinds of people.
He burned to death a shit ton of people before he even went to the island. Yeah,
right.
Like the dude massacred a lot of people. So, you know, I guess that really just depends. I would say pretty confidently that out of all of the first world countries in the world, ours is the one that has a culture of mass shooting. So, you know, I'd be comfortable saying
that. When you said we were number one, it triggered something in me because I heard that America was only number one in incarceration of its citizens, in military spending, and people who believe in angels. I heard that was the only things we were number one in. Seriously. Those are the three things that America's number one in.
Where'd you hear it from?
A peer-reviewed article. I don't know. It's fucking fact.
If we beat out fucking Italy for people who believe in angels, oh my god! Yeah. Per ratio, per capita.
Yeah, we're number one. I don't want even more incarceration. I want smarter incarceration.
I mean, angels are in the Bible, so if the majority of the people believe in what's in the Bible, then they would believe in angels, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
That shit cray.
I don't know what's going on with this next person.
You know what's funny?
Fuck.
Business, you know about depopulation, right? You know what's funny? Corporations and government are part of it in this world.
What? I have questions. First of all, what is this?
I'm not even going to touch that.
I think this is somebody who has an opinion on something.
I'm not asking the question you think I'm asking. Does this actually classify as a human? This looks like a cave troll to me.
This is a human, yes.
Well, there's a lot of humans that are subclass cave trolls.
We've only watched one of their videos before, and in it they were saying they're depopulating California, and I looked up California. There's more people living in California now than ever. They're not depopulating shit.
You know, depopulation. You want to understand this world is.
Yeah, I really want to understand. Please explain. Go ahead.
Yeah, corporations and government. Well, you got the smart meters, corporations. You know. Corporations, you know, it's like you're paying for a smart meter on your house. So tells you that that corporation is really killing you. And, you know, government. You know, government is part of it, too. On killing humanity. Cause
stop making YouTube videos. Stop making them.
You know, it's funny, the elites. The elites control this world.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Are you just going to say shit and not elaborate?
I mean, you really don't have to elaborate, you know, on the elites control this world. We all know it. That's why they're the elites. They run everything because they have the majority of the resources. That's what makes you elite. Gives you power is resource.
Control this world. Duh.
It's like saying the sky is blue.
There's mine. You see that?
What are you, Harry Potter now?
Yeah,
is it the mark of fucking Dumbledore or whatever the shit is on his face?
Your own corporation is killing you. Slowly.
Your own corporation? I have a corporation? Ben, that's killing me?
Ben Incorporated is murder.
Is murdering me. I'm getting murdered by Ben Incorporated.
Frustrated.
You're like doing a slow suicide because you're poisoning your food. You're poisoning your water. You're poisoning your air.
It's a dude. It's a dude. Okay.
Yeah, corporations. You know, corporation governments. They're just. And it's funny that the people that are doing it are not aware of what they're doing in their own jobs. You know, the people.
They're not aware.
People that are doing their jobs. You know, these people.
Okay, I can't make any sense of this at all. Please, I don't know. Okay, I can't watch another one of this person's videos. I can't.
This is How to Say Nothing, the video, and I imagine probably most of their videos are exactly like this.
Yes.
Okay. I'm very well versed in crazies. Basically, this is a very, very common thing that you'll see with people who are so up their ass with their belief system that all they can do is turn the camera on and rant incoherently about things. To them, it makes perfect sense because to them, this is the kind of person who lays there late at fucking night in their bed, staring at their ceiling, thinking about the corporation and all the ways in which they're trying to be polluted or they're trying to be controlled. And the reason why this is so important to them is because the only thing interesting about this person is the fact that they know that all of this is going on. That's what makes them special. That's the thing that actually makes them feel value in their life, is because they know that all of this is just a smokescreen to hide the true reality behind a wall of lies. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
That's how this person feels powerful.
And the sick part is there's tons of people dumber than this fucking human being that will watch and believe and follow. They're like, oh, yeah, that corporation, I know that.
Corporation, suicide.
Try to kill me, I gotta go on public assistance.
All right, here's an old favorite of the show, Mr. Wild Bill for America.
The new Untouchables.
The American people have completely lost faith in the federal government. And one of the biggest reasons is that none of the Washington insiders ever get prosecuted when they commit crimes. Well, it's time for a new tactic on that.
You know what I think of whenever I watch Wild Bill? Like if his
Do
head
you
want to
kiss him?
No, if his head were to explode on camera, he wouldn't be there to upload the video, so we'd never see it. And that makes me super sad.
Why isn't he in front of the ocean this time? He's like in a weird park with palm trees.
Probably got kicked off his beachfront property for the hurricane.
Does he live in Florida?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is definitely Florida.
I'm calling for a new task force made up.
He's got like the carpal tunnel wrist guard on.
Of state and local.
Well, also, if we're not supposed to trust in the federal government, is he a Trumper?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then he's part of the federal government. Like, isn't that
well,
a problem?
He thinks Trump is a fucking rough rider, rodeo man, taking down the elite.
Law enforcement, investigators, deputy sheriffs, police officers, and state troopers from all 50 states to come to Washington, D.C. as the new Untouchables, a task force to investigate and prosecute political corruption in the federal government, completely cutting out the Federal Department of Justice. The DOJ has had plenty of opportunity to take action against Washington, D.C. criminality, and they have failed miserably. As a 20-year lawman, I can no longer watch the sickening...
I don't think this has ever been verified either, that he's a law enforcement official, or that he was 20 years.
You know, he might have been like a fucking bails bondsman or some dumb shit.
Whatever.
Mall, there's a lot of ways he could have been a mall cop. He could have been a parking enforcement.
He was a meter maid.
Yeah, he could have been the guy that brought the donuts to the guys that did the work.
Criminality of Washington, D.C. without doing something. The Democrats are a bunch of lawless rats who will tell any lie and commit any crime to consolidate their stranglehold on America.
See, I feel like that's all politicians, not just the Democrats. I feel like all politicians will tell any lie to secure their fucking political sway, their power. You give me a guy who comes down and gives you cold hard facts like a young Andrew Yang, and I don't see a liar. If you can see the math, if you can see him carry the two and do the long division, that's not a lie. It's there. It's written in the math. But you see someone come down and say, we got to do this social justice war. We gotta kill that Trumper. We gotta bring that Trump out of the White House. Say shit like that. You don't tell me how you're gonna do it. You just give me the boogeyman. You fucking say you're gonna end the boogeyman. It doesn't make sense to me. They're all fucking liars. Both sides. Fuck off.
Republicans show no interest whatsoever in seeing corruption persecuted, prosecuted. And this is why the Constitution Party will soon be the number one party in America. Because we are
the Constitution Party? It'll be the number one party in America. It's not even the third. It's not even number three.
Is that a real party?
I guess.
Are now the voice of the American people demanding justice in Washington, D.C. I truly believe that the only way the American people will ever see justice land on Washington.
You know, fuck Egghead's dad's westerns. Why don't we hire Mild Bill and Zeke Heil? Why don't we hire Mild Bill and Heil Jeff?
Heil
Doc,
who?
Doc Holliday, and get our Ain't own DP Western going. I'll play one of the fucking horses.
Heil Adolf Hipster.
Yeah.
Wow, Billy.
Heil Helinski.
Wow.
Is by way of the new Untouchables. I'm thinking of throwing my name in as a Constitution Party candidate for 2024, and the new Untouchables Task Force would be my top priority from day one. Let's get this.
That's such bullshit. What does that even mean, Constitution Party? Like, everyone, like, I don't see anyone on either side being like, let's get rid of the Constitution.
But it's people who want to uphold their sides of the Constitution.
The part they agree with.
Yeah. We got to do the Constitution. Look, we need this because it just says in the Constitution.
The Constitution was made to be amended. Like, that's part of it, and that's why it's been amended so many times. So,
the Constitution. I mean,
they didn't make it so it could never be changed, right?
Yeah.
Started. Please click that red subscriber button. I need 100,000 YouTube subscribers to join me in getting the message out. I'm going to be posting some hard-hitting videos that will need to reach a larger audience. And together...
How many does he have right now?
Maybe like 20,000, I'm guessing. I don't know. Something like that.
Wow, Bill for America.
For America.
43,000 subscribers. Holy shit.
He's been around a long time. Like a very long time.
Yeah.
Look at he wants to kiss you, Billy. Billy. He wants to kiss you. He wants to kiss you.
I want to kiss you on the lips.
Hello? I wish I could quit you.
It's hard to say no to a Bill.
8 years ago, he uploaded a video called Sarah Palin Wives.
Hot. Yeah. I gotta go make a peep. I'll be back, guys.
A peep?
Yeah. That's
everyone,
crazy.
If you're watching right now and you haven't liked the stream yet, please like the stream. That would be great.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this upload, but the compression error on it is so weird. Like, it's a normal, like,
I've watched
16:9. Yeah, and then it, like, squishes in half.
He doesn't know. What? He didn't know what the fuck he was doing at all back then.
Palin, so. Politics, Tea Party, comedy, marriage, schools, welfare, Christianity. Ugh.
What is this? Let's see. Killing. Oh, this guy. Lord Stephen Christ. He is fucking horrifying.
That's not the He's... Lord Stephen Christ.
It's not?
Wait.
Who is it then?
Hang on. Did. No, I don't think that's the Lord Stephen Christ, because the Lord Stephen Christ is in a mental institution right now.
Well, this might be an old video. Or, you know what? Yeah, you're right. It's not Lord Stephen Christ. It's somebody else. It's some other flat earther guy. But okay, this guy okay, is okay. horrifying. This guy's fucking horrible. Look at him. Isn't he scary He's already?
Scary. I mean, he looks like somebody message. Who should be hiling Adolf Hipster.
It's for Michael James, one of many of a long line of fucking trolls. And phony. I don't come to your channel and harass you. Those are the earmarkings of a troll.
Does he have bunk
Says
beds?
Says the man who has no ears, thank you very much.
He has bunk beds, too.
You think that my reverse speech is whatever I want it to be? I have got a reverse speech for you to listen to and you to try in your dwelling with your reverse speech app. And you'll hear the same thing.
I have this thing that I absolutely love, because I have to go through a bunch of weird, super intense people's videos for the roundup every month.
Yeah.
And there are some, and I call them, I haven't come up with a really good name for them, but I know them all by the people who don't have ears. Because they record like this, and they get super fucking intense. They get right up in the fucking camera, and their big fat fucking heads obscure their ears, and it makes it look like they don't have any.
Yeah.
And I actually really like it. It makes me really happy.
This guy has ears that are barely visible.
You mm-hmm. lying.
And only one.
Fucking troll.
Is he in, like, a hostel or something? You know, these look like bunk beds at, like, a hostel behind him.
Oh.
It does.
Enjoy.
That would suck to have
we'll
to share a
room.
We'll see
who's fucking head off, bitch. This...
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
What the fuck did he just say?
Enjoy. We'll see who's cutting whose fucking head off, bitch.
Damn, dude. Damn. Well, he's definitely got Lord Stephen Christ energy on that shit. You know why Lord Stephen Christ is in a mental institution, right?
Because he's fucking crazy?
Well, I mean, like, it's not a crime to be crazy. And most crazy people manage to stay out of an institution. But he got in trouble a few years back by saying he was going to decapitate Obama.
Oh, my God. Then, boy, yeah, that is illegal.
Yeah, he got in serious trouble. He had to get evaluated. They almost put him in then. And then he made this video. I have a copy of it. It's fucking intense. Where he says he's going to cut Trump's head off. And then they went and
you
they picked his
do
ass
that.
Up. And,
yeah. Listen to what he says here, Billy. This is crazy. Listen to what he says.
Enjoy. We'll see who's cutting whose fucking head off, bitch.
He's going to cut people's heads off.
Stop. It was sweet. Sniffing in the rose. He wore in that Mesorex. He's the wet fox. Stop. It was sweet. Sniffing in the rose. He wore in that Mesorex. He's the wet fox.
This is going to give me nightmares.
I am the arm, and I sound like this.
Scoff at the sea, scares them, and there are we. You are in the matrix, you stupid fucks. Scoff that would see, scares them, and there are we. You are in the matrix, you stupid fucks.
I'm afraid of him. And that was the end of that video.
I mean, Who is this guy? What is it like? What's his deal? Like, who's he?
I'll have to look him up.
I don't even understand what he's mad about. What was
he makes a lot of flat Earth videos. I've seen him make a lot. Remember the one we watched where he was like in the bathtub or something? You don't remember?
I don't recall.
He always has like Snapchat filters on him and everything.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the filters threw me off.
There's this video. There's this channel that we watch from time to time. They're like a married couple, and the guy wears diapers, and all of their videos are just about him wearing diapers.
Oh, no. We're back.
She loves the talking about the diapers and making him look at him, big baby, big baby. Look, he plays guitar. They got baby a cute dog. A big baby wet my diaper.
I like that dog. That dog's cool.
Yeah,
that dog's Boston Terrier. Shit. You know that dog seems
shit. Yeah, yeah, that's horrifying. What is it? Is he wearing a muumuu? Like, what is
it's
this?
It's a onesie, right? Adult onesie?
It's a gown. It's a tasteful gown. Jesus Christ. Get some culture, boys.
Is he a big baby?
He's a big baby.
Big baby.
I wonder who makes more poopies on the rug, him or the doggy?
They got like a monitor or whatever that is.
What are you up to?
I love this acting, too. This is great.
I'm playing with the newest member of our family, Rex, as in T. Because, you know, I'm on this whole dinosaur thing. Our last video, I talked about how much I love the Jurassic Park series.
Well, that's cool. Think fast.
What's this?
Rears Dinosaur Elite Diaper
Rears.
Preview. We should have known.
Oh, okay. So we just got a brand new package from Rears. It is called a production sample, meaning they don't have cases or bags of these yet, but they have given us a sneak peek. For
Why
you
the
guys.
Fuck did
They're
she throw
insiders.
It to him? Why did she throw it to him and now she has it back in her hand? This continuity is bullshit.
He couldn't wait to put them
these
on and poop in.
These are their Dinosaur Elite Diapers. Let's get them.
They've never mentioned. I don't know if they've ever mentioned that he has a problem with like incontinence.
Oh, he does. He does.
I'm so happy right now. Holy fuck.
He does have a problem with incontinence.
So let's take a look at.
Let's get to the good part. The good part.
What do you mean the good part? She's showing us the dino print on these adult diapers.
Get you a woman who wants you to drop fat shits in your pants, all right?
Man, those women are overrated.
Oh, yeah, here he is.
Get you a woman that wants you to change your dirty ass underwear, you fucking loser.
I think I might like these.
Yeah, you might. Okay, so
I don't think I was ready for this jelly.
Whoa!
Damn.
Every scene a painting, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Jeff, in which multiverse does that dinosaur skull down there just start eating this guy's ass?
Someone should Photoshop Jeff's face on the diaper print.
Oh, my God. Some Rears.
No, get it. If my homie Deadwolf's watching, he'll do it.
Holiday edition.
I'll full screen it for just a second.
Need full screen. Yeah, yeah.
Don we now holiday apparel.
Right. Nice.
She's really
good.
Into this. They decided to make a YouTube adult diaper channel where she's like, I love the print on this one. It's like, I mean, whatever. They can be into whatever they want. They seem like perfectly nice people. I just find it bizarre, personally.
Look, fuck personally. This shit is bizarre. All right? And that's why we're watching it. Not because we want to denigrate the sanctity of their poopy, dipey fucking relationship. We don't care about that. This is fucking top tier weird, and we're embracing it. We're reveling in it. We're making teeny tiny little baby jokes about his teeny tiny little baby diaper.
Is that diaper?
He's sitting on a hot one. Yeah.
Is modeling.
He's got
a stink
nugget.
That's pretty good cut. It's got good coverage. I don't think it's too high cut. And again, I really like how they have all the dinosaurs and the cute little blue and white.
Why do you wear little kids-looking diapers?
There's no little kid that could fit in that fucking thing.
If I had to wear diapers, they would just be plain colored. I wouldn't get diapers like I'm a little baby.
Not me, man. I want some Power Ranger underoo diapers. I could take a dump in the Pink Ranger's face.
I want red diapers. I want like red diapers with yellow stripes, like the Flash, right? So I could poop real fast. That'd be great.
Kaboom!
It's on the side. Now these have wetness indicators. I'm not perfectly sure what disappears when it gets wet. We'll have to test that out in our standardized review. Again, this was just a sneak peek of the Dinosaur Elite.
A sneak peek. These before they even go to market.
Come
Man.
On, everybody, get on the floor. Everybody do the dinosaur. Come on, everybody, get on the floor. Everybody walk the dinosaur. 99 red diapy doos.
There's somebody that always sends me content from all of these different greaser channels. You know, like people who are young now that want to dress like a 1950s greaser.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of kind of shit.
Yeah, I knew some guys when I was in my early 20s that were into that kind of style. Like, they dressed that way. They had, like, the cuffed jeans. You know, they had the pompadour.
Were any of them ever tall?
Yeah.
Huh.
Sure.
Interesting.
So this guy, I get all these greaser videos. I never play them. Here's one, though. It seemed interesting, so. Yeah, like this. They put a ton of fucking gel in there. Rockabilly Ben!
What? What sort of.
What's going on, cool cats? Cool kids? Rockabilly Ben here. And yes, it is Mr. Hands in the background. Yeah, anyway. Talking of which, he's doing the film. You may have seen the video of him like talking about doing a greaser movie. Well, I'm being a part of this, and what Mr. Han needs, he needs like more people to participate as them characters. If you guys want to like take part, and don't worry, there's no like money involved. It's just like for pure.
He's trying to make a greaser movie. He's trying to recruit people to be in his greaser movie. But there's no money involved, so if you want to get paid...
He's English.
Yeah.
If you don't want to get paid, you're the one that I want.
It's pretty big over there, actually. The whole, like, rockabilly thing is pretty big over there.
He filled in his eyebrows.
Did he fill them in? Or is his skin just so greasy that his eyebrows are...
Does he have a lazy eye?
Sweated and moist. He's got a dumb flick eye. Yeah.
Okay. As a greaser, like all you cool cats and cool chicks who want to like, be part of the filming, it'll be a great opportunity for all you guys. And if you want to take part in the film, I'll drop down in the description of who to contact about it. And Mr. Hands,
Rockabilly Ben, Rockabilly Mr. Ben,
he will give you the full.
Okay, so, and it's also, like, the other thing that's kind of bothering me, too, is the way he moves his hands, like, he's gesticulating a lot, but there's a very specific type of English gesticulation with your arms, and it's like, you're not allowed to, like, lift your arms out from your chest at all, you gotta keep them right here, and you have just a little bit of a bounce to your hands, and it drives me fucking nuts. English people do that all the fucking time.
You have to be able to hold a video game controller in your hands.
Details to it. So, yeah. Y'all keep on rocking cool cats, cool chicks. I see you soon. Take care. Goodbye for now.
Yeah, that was probably the most enthralling video I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they can't all be winners.
This guy can be. His name's Billy Amben. Holy fuck, what a winner.
Rockabilly Ben.
What a fucking winner. And Rock in his name? Holy shit.
Oh, what about Sherwin Stern, though? What would you say about most of his videos? You don't like Sherwin Stern? He's not your buddy?
Who's Sherwin Stern?
This guy.
This guy.
That's coming up.
How did a schmo like me get so much fame and fortune? Where I'm living in a huge mansion. I'm surrounded by video games. I'm surrounded by all the greatest literature. I wear expensive fedoras. This fedora you're seeing right now was over $200 real fur felt made from the hair of a rabbit. How did I get all this stuff? Well, let me tell you, it wasn't easy. It didn't happen overnight. Let me tell you, in my younger days, I was literally, no joke, living on the street. I was sleeping in literal crud.
That was good, though.
I love the little... Good. He does these little cuts every now and then that are just like... They kind of throw you for a loop. But I do think he really talks this way. And I do think he is autistic, too.
Well, we're not sure about it. Here's one point that we think he might be autistic because he likes pro wrestling. One point why we think he might not be autistic is because he doesn't like anime.
He says that he's autistic.
Okay. But he doesn't like anime.
Yeah, but listen, A lot of people say they're autistic, okay? Lot of people do.
He's been saying it a long time, though. He's been around a long time. He used to make all these videos wearing John Cena shirt and hat and talking about how awesome John Cena is.
That's pretty autistic, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Although John Cena is the best wrestler ever, so whatever.
Yeah, I could say that with no autism. You see the suit right now? It's an Armani suit. It's over $1,000. Well, I didn't always have this suit. Let me tell you that much. I used to be wearing a hobo suit because that's what I was, a hobo. I didn't have what to eat. I would beg people for money. I'd beg people for food. I had a struggle to survive.
Okay, what a liar. He's lying here. I can't stand this.
He's telling his hobo story. Suit?
He's cutting a promo. All this is cutting a promo.
This has got to be all kayfabe kind of shit, man. There's no way he's like, seriously, once upon a time, guys, listen here.
He really is like that.
I used to sleep on the street. I used to inject the heroin right behind my ball sack and have to suck a bunch of dick just for a sandwich. I'm like, no, dude, this is a troll.
It happens.
Every day, I was at the very bottom. So how did I claw my way out? How did I climb my way out? Well, I had to start from literal shit. What I had to do was first I found some piecework. Piecework. I was a napkin folder. For those of you who don't know, I folded silverware and napkins.
Oh my God. All right. I'm moving on from him. This guy is a total asshole. He goes into like public offices and gives people that work there a hard time. That's basically what he does.
That's the one guy that fucked with that woman.
Just take a look.
Yeah, he's the bagel boss guy.
No, it's not the bagel boss guy.
Hey, anybody here? The frame shop?
Oh, I guess here he's in a frame shop, not a public office.
Unless the public was framed.
Oh. Hello, question.
Hello. Question.
Question.
Hello. I have a question. Hello. Excuse me,
I'll
miss.
Be right back.
Excuse me, miss. Question.
I feel like I'm about to watch somebody get murdered. Oh,
I hope this guy is the one.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I just wanted to... ask my question. Excuse me, miss. Question.
Excuse me. That's my friend. I mean, I don't know.
Is he wearing a Daniel Boone hat?
You go upstairs.
Money. Helm.
Okay.
Question. Excuse me.
Oh, here it is.
There we go.
Oh.
Jeez.
My bad.
I made a mistake.
Oh, he's got a fucking live stream camera on his shoulder.
Yeah, it looks like.
He's got the pack.
This is all gonna go great, of course.
It's upstairs.
Yo, I just got some hell money in the mail. I'm pretty happy about that.
Hell yeah.
Hell money, baby.
Hell money. Get paid.
Fucking make that shit rain next time we go to a strip club.
With hell money?
With
the
hell
girls
money?
Won't
yeah,
like when they figure out it's fake, though. Yeah.
What?
Well, it's real money in hell. You gotta burn it so you get it when you get to hell.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. Each one of these is $1 million hell dollars. The economy's kind of fucked up in hell.
That's not too bad. Someone said give it to Pimp. Pimp needs real money. Oh. On
yeah,
Earth.
Pimp needs real money, dude. I can't give him hell money.
Ooh, baby, do you know
hey,
what
you
that's
familiar
worth?
With the Alcohol Council?
I am. That's going to be us right here.
Okay. It just doesn't really make it clear.
Yeah, okay. No worries.
I'm just curious about the program for community service. You got to pay $100 or something.
If you want to take a seat, sir, I can help you out with all of that, actually.
Well, no, I just have questions. You mean just...
Yeah. You don't have to sit down. You can stand if you'd like, but...
Okay.
So yeah, just, we it's, do supervising.
Who takes the money? Who's in charge of that?
So I am the community service coordinator, which basically means that our office supervises all of the community service for Rouse County.
Okay, yep.
So we're authorized through the main organization is called the Colorado Alternative Sentencing Program.
Okay.
But we're the office for Rouse, and we're the only office that the court communicates with and that the DA communicates with for here.
For Rouse.
Yes, but we're technically our own nonprofit. So we have our own, 50 whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
CD3. Yeah, I always mess up.
It's a nonprofit claim or something.
Yeah, so we have our own nonprofit status. We do the community service supervision, and we put you in touch with the nonprofits in town.
All the people who are part.
Mutiny is saying you can't film in a place like this. Can you really not film in a public building?
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, it depends. This is not, like, this right here where he's at, this is not a public space. This is a private business. So they can technically have whatever rules they want. But when it comes to monitoring or filming somebody, it depends on the state. There are three different classifications. One is completely open. You can record anything no matter what. One is a one-party consent state, which means at least one person has to know that it's being recorded, in which case that would be fine for him. Or the ones that are most restricted are the two-party consent states, where both parties have to consent and be knowing
Washington that something's being recorded. Washington is two-party consent.
Yep, it is. But a lot of them are only one person consent states. So, like, you know, somebody will be recording your shit and you won't know it, but they're not technically breaking the law, which is really fucking crazy. So
yeah, and it all depends on what state they're in.
But I mean, like, if he's recording their private fucking business, they could definitely get pissed off and, you know, try and take him to like a civil suit or something like that.
Yeah, I know Washington's two-party consent. Growing up, I used to go to like two parties, and if I couldn't get consent from one chick, I'd just not get laid that night. Call it a night.
But you'd be able to pay the fee through our office here in person, or you could even call us if you end up wanting to.
Oh yeah, you can use the credit card.
That's the thing, though. I don't really want to pay
cash. Yeah,
I want to complain about it.
So sometimes we'll have people that they like move to the Front Range, and they'll need to get their community service supervised.
When you say move to the Front Range, that sounds specific.
You know, like sometimes people get arrested in Steamboat, but they don't live here. So if they're like moving their community service to the Front Range where they live.
The Front Range, as in like home base, kind of.
As in like Denver.
Oh, that's called the Front Range.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Sorry. Yeah, so like maybe they'll move to Colorado Springs.
She seems so nice too, and this dude's just trying to fuck with her.
That's what he does.
Whatever.
Yeah. Then
they'll do their stuff over there, and you transfer the case files to that county.
But as long as you're doing them in Rouse County, you can just do them through us.
Do you know if they tend to be nonprofits in other counties too?
Similar.
Okay.
So typically, you know, like big nonprofits like the Humane Society.
Well, last time this guy did a video, he was fucking ridiculous, right? That was
those are people.
I think it's the same guy.
It
might not be the same guy.
But to actually be in charge of coordinating the volunteering.
Well, every county has their own office, so we have like a directory.
Because somebody's got to count the
same guy.
Okay.
That's
our job. So every county has their own office. So we're the office in Rouse.
Yeah,
I still feel like this dude's about to like Chris Dorner or some shit. Like this is where my head goes at with these types of videos. I watch a lot of people die on the
God of Cringe does weird shit like this, where he like goes and harasses people that are working.
Yeah.
Well, are we pretty much all in unison in thinking that at some point God of Cringe is gonna try and kill somebody for views? Like that's gonna happen.
Maybe.
So, like, for example, you know, there's like a directory that's like this thick of every office.
But oh yeah.
If you're doing it in Rouse, then you really only have to deal with us.
Yeah. Yep. All right. And then, $100. Does that cover? Is that all for insurance?
Or? So it partially. Part of it does cover you under a liability policy.
Yeah.
That's one of the Colorado rules to make sure that.
Yeah.
Nonprofits aren't in danger of being sued
well,
for having
that doesn't,
volunteers.
Do you think our job must normally just be boring? So she's fine with having
probably to... like she, the guy to get here had to go through like four fucking mountain ranges and a Fellowship of the Ring bullshit. And then he got in here and she's just there alone like, yeah, have a seat. And he's like, oh, I'd rather just talk.
I'd rather stand.
She's like, okay. She's like, I really don't care if you don't want to be comfortable. Like, I'm this could take a while because I'm bored.
So, like, say that you went to the Humane Society today.
Okay.
And a dog bit you.
Yeah, okay.
Because, obviously, you're probably not the kind of guy that would do this, but sometimes people will sue about that, and then all the doggies are homeless. So what we do is we cover you under workman's comp.
Yep.
So part of the fee will cover that workman's comp. Part of the fee also covers just our office, our staff, our administrative side of things, covering the cost of, you know, reporting to the court, keeping in touch with all the nonprofits. But about half of it's the liability. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big chunk. Who's the insurance company?
We actually have the.
Oh, several. You have several.
Well, we have this main one. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay, the one. Okay, and then maybe some smaller ones.
Yeah, Hartford, Lund, and then Philadelphia Insurance. So we do both. We do like a blanket insurance policy, and then we have like more of a specific.
What a dumb way to spend your free time. Like, why is he there? Like, what's the... Like, what is...
I guess it's a waste of time. Like, what's the title of this video, anyway?
Finding and interviewing the Alcohol Council who lead community service. I think he has to do community service? I don't know.
He's got the camera set up on his neck like he's a live streamer with the Ustream bag. You think he's just live stream trolling?
I don't know.
I guess so.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's pretty lame.
Either that or maybe he's one of those dude who believes in like gang stalking. Have you guys ever gotten into gang stalking videos?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, dude, I love gang stalking videos. That shit's amazing.
Targeted individuals?
Yeah. When they're hiding in their fucking house or in a motel room and they're like, got a camera with the telephoto lens and like, you see that lady with the dog over there? That fucking dog has been staring over here this whole fucking time. The dog fucking knows, dude. The dog fucking knows. It's a robot. It's being programmed. So she doesn't have to look. The dog can look for her. People who think like the CIA is after them and shit.
And
aliens? Oh my god.
Yep.
Yeah, I've never really heard of them. Hartford, Lund, L-U-N-D.
And Philadelphia Insurance Company. Yep. So it's a subsidiary of Philadelphia Insurance.
Yeah, you guys just pay them the insurance and
their
specialty is in workman's comp. So you guys...
Exactly, and you know, for the most part, you know, we've had a couple clients here or there that did slip and fall and everything, but it's just like workman's comp and
they'll pay for the. I know they don't make any money anyway. The people who are doing the volunteering, if they hurt themselves, they're not making money. So they're not...
but it will cover like if they slip and fall and break their knee, then they had to go to the hospital.
That hospital bill is covered by the insurance.
Yeah, so it's just like workman's comp, except that you're not
what an idiot
paid lost wages because obviously you're not if your job had workman's comp, then you would probably be. The medical and the lost wages would be covered. In this case, we just covered the medical.
Yeah, just, okay.
When should I start discussing it?
It's very rare, but it's just like the same kind of rules with workman's comp.
Wow, look how long this goes on for.
Yeah, this is duty.
Yeah,
let's drown this guy.
Yeah, skip ahead, see if he freaks out.
Yeah, I know, it's confusing because there's so many different offices and things, but really, you know, you got the court... and you got probation, the district attorney, the clerk's office, and that's all part of the court.
Yeah, nothing happens.
Yeah, he's just annoying, that's all. Fuck him.
I'm going to have to say at this point that I'm glad your children are not with you. I'm sorry.
We should watch
the Gilmore Girls. Well, that's your opinion, but it ain't a good one because there's no safe approach.
I'm listening to you, and I don't think children should be with you.
Why?
Why is that?
Why? Because a bunch of assholes on the internet drove my wife crazy, and she's now in a mental institution.
You sound like you are paranoid delusional.
Paranoid delusional? They're out there in the fucking outside chat. Read it for yourself.
No. I'm going off of
paranoid
your...
Paranoid delusional my ass.
I'm
out
going...
there in the goddamn outside chat.
I'm going.
How am I paranoid? They're the ones out there saying we're taking your kids away. We're taking your wife away. We're going to destroy your life. They're out there saying the shit. How listen the fuck am yourself. I a paranoid delusional when listen. It's out there being typed right out in real time?
Listen to yourself.
Real time.
Yeah, listen to yourself. You know what? You know what I am? I'll tell you what I am. I'm a pissed off dad who can't get his fucking kids back until the 30th because of a bunch of assholes on the fucking internet. And what I want to do is to go to each and every one of them and beat the fuck out of them. That's what I want to do.
That's what a
but
real
I
dad
can't
would
do it because the fucking world is pussified.
Well, welcome
but
back.
They need to have their ass beat is what they need. That's what they need.
Yeah.
So now you want to call me paranoid? You want to call me delusional? If I'm paranoid and I'm
shit out of people to be online.
So, yeah, I mean, I've had people send me some shit about what it looked like inside of Von Helton's house, and it looked pretty bad.
Were there any sausage plates laying around?
I mean, there was just, like, a ton of like, the place that you see in his videos is, like, one of the few, like, livable-looking places.
Delusional, it's because of these sick motherfuckers in the outside chat. Now, how about that? How about that?
I'm telling you what it sounds like to me.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So what about the people
I'm getting
that actually
my kids back, whether you like it or whether these pieces of shit in the outside chat like it? And when I do get them back, I'm going to sue these motherfuckers into the ground. Watch it happen.
It hasn't
do you understand
yet.
That this those is live on the
oh,
internet?
God.
Do you understand that I've been putting up with this shit for 15 years and that I've had enough?
Acting
man,
like this.
How about that?
It's serious.
Acting like this. What the fuck were you for 15 years of these motherfuckers harassing the fuck out of me?
Look at Vaughn. Oh, my God. Is this a newer video?
I don't think it is, but maybe. Someone sent this to me.
Some of his things on his desktop have been cleaned up.
His door is closed.
Shut.
Yeah.
And he has the camera angle twisted so you can't see the sausage plate.
Yep.
He's corrected some shit here.
This is before he gave up.
Was this? I don't know if this is new or this might be new. I don't know.
Even before my wife got here. See, they were harassing me long before my wife even come up here.
Oh, you know what it is.
Where were you then?
The fucking people that came and had his kids taken away. He had to clean up the house to get them back. So he moved his camera over a
is
little
that what
bit.
Happened?
Shut the door. Hid the sausage
I don't even
plate.
Know.
Look,
he
I mean,
still has,
where were you
has
then?
Kids like,
when,
now.
When it comes, when it comes
okay. These motherfuckers are evil. They are the personification of evil.
Your kids, that kind of shit. Like, I really can't get behind that kind of thing. When people try and, like, come at your kids or come at your family,
it is messed
up.
It's
mega fucked up. But, like, but the thing is, too, even just, like, even just getting reported is such a pain in the fucking ass. Even if you live like a totally normal, healthy lifestyle, if you don't have a messy ass fucking place, which obviously it looks like he probably does. I mean, for all we know, maybe he's actually a pretty good dad. Probably not, but maybe.
It doesn't seem like it, but like I said, I try to, you know, not.
Somebody's saying the school actually called on him, not trolls. Damn. And can confirm that. Oh, no.
Well, there you go.
Oh, well, then never mind everything I just said.
Blaming the trolls on what the school did. That's delusion 101.
Yeah.
Okay. No question about that.
Hmm.
Hi, everybody. Robert Dyer, and welcome. Welcome to the Robert Dyer channel, where tonight I'm here on location at Taco Bell.
We're
a lot of loud boom.
What?
We're going to watch somebody die. I can feel it. This video is the one where we watch somebody actually get murdered.
Have you seen Robert Dyer before?
No.
He's even like a political candidate in some places. He
what?
Does reviews of like soda and fast food.
He's awesome. Human beings
around me, but I'm here to try the new cherry sunset freeze. Here you can see it is
as you can see it
yellow, and
it's
then
got yellow
it's got
discharge
red mixed in, and it seems like a lot of red dropping down the
what?
That's what I like in my drinks. Droppings.
Yeah.
Entire bottom part here.
That looks unappetizing.
I guess it's the Taco Bell's way of saying goodbye to summer, the sunset of summer.
he gets all philosophical with it and shit. It's like, what? Okay.
All good things must come to an end. Of course, if good things don't happen to you, then you don't have to worry about things coming to an end.
Oh, my God.
This is where we're at.
Glum.
Oh, dude. What the fuck?
Aroma.
Somebody hug this man immediately.
Well, I saw an interview with him because he was running for, like, city council or something. It was hilarious.
Expect just a tropical fruit aroma, but...
Tropical
He's
fruit
treating
aroma.
This Taco Bell beverage like it's a fine wine.
He's a sommelier. He's a
it's
Taco
really
Bell
a very
sommelier.
Sweet aroma.
Remember, he went... I think he went to see Spider-Man or something like that. Remember, and he had, like, the special drink, like, the signature drink that
he
they
He loves
were...
his beverages, dude. He loves beverages. He's the Bev Master.
Like, I'm smelling... It smells almost just like cotton candy, even though all they're talking about is cherry. Very, still nice summer colors here. Let's get the straw out. The other new item they have right now is not really new. It's the triple double crunch wrap. You can look back on my channel. I reviewed that a few years ago. In fact, I've got the spicy version on there in the box, the $5 box. So there's a lot of content to the video, and it's the spicy version, which I don't even see on the menu here tonight.
The spicy version.
This dude is amazing.
Yeah. Tarnation Bob
I gotta
on
say,
Snapchat.
This is pineapple. It's actually a very good combination, the way it sort of... The cherry sort of changes the pineapple flavor and makes a new combined flavor.
See, this is why I wish I could smoke weed. I really do. I wish I could smoke weed. I would spend all night watching nothing but this dude's fucking videos and getting baked out of my mind.
They're pretty great. But he's so drab. He's almost got like that Ben Stein kind of drabness to him.
Yeah.
And that adds to it, though.
Yeah.
Let me pull the straw.
Wow.
Now you see that's more yellow coming up there.
All right, so we don't have enough time to watch that much more of this. We have to do something else here.
Oh, man.
Which we're going to do.
I'm so happy right now. That was great.
Yeah, his name's Robert Dyer, if you want to check him out.
He's got a whole shitload of
time for
stupid commercials.
If you want to send in any Streamlabs before the end of the show, now's the time to do it, because we'll read them before we go off the air tonight. And we are going to Twitch after this. So fucking make sure... to go to Twitch.
Fuck it, I'm subbing to this guy. He looks great.
Robert Dyer. He does this one thing where he's like pretending like he's intercepting his own transmission, and he plays like this character. It's pretty hilarious.
Nice, good. I'm into this.
Hi, I'm Joy Mangano, and this is my Rolly Kit. It's the compact,
fucking
high-tech storage
kit,
system
dude.
That rolls
Rolly
up and rolls
nuts.
Out and displays everything at your fingertips. And now, a Rolly Kit just for kids and their toys. My kids call it the Rolly Poly.
I use it for my little boy's toys.
We like to have fun.
The Rolly
like
Poly.
Fun. The Rolly Poly.
The Rolly Poly.
Could you imagine getting one of these for Christine? For all her toys?
Yeah.
Like a giant one for
her?
We
need to get one for Christine.
If we can get a gigantic one that can hold action figures in each little containment.
Hi, Ivy.
That would be a wonderful gift for our friend Christine Weston Chandler.
Stacked up, dude.
Play with them. I just pull them out and let him go for it.
Even if you shake it up, toss it around, nothing gets out of place.
Bullshit.
It gets all those little pieces and parts off the floor.
Fuck
You'll
me,
love
fuck
it.
Me.
And kids love it, too.
Idea.
Because it-
You get this fucking thing as the fat kid, and you just fill every compartment up with snacks. And you get to school, you roll out your fucking roly-poly lunchbox and just start noshing in front
of
everybody.
Holy shit.
That'd be beast.
Wonder how heavy this thing is when it's full of stuff.
Imagine this motherfucker. You go to a party, right? And you're there as a kid as a party, and you just drip this entire thing full of delicious snack candies for parties and or actual drugs. If this was your drug case filled with like different different bullshits. That'd be dope.
I got my drug.
You got like a big ass fucking joint line where the pins are. These are awesome.
It's fun and it's their place for their stuff.
Yeah, I have three sons that are in Scouts, and everything that they get, it's all here.
You and your kids will be so happy if you call today and get your Roly Kit, or should I say Roly Poly? It's just $19.95. So call now.
Have your credit card.
$19.95.
That's not bad.
$19.95. No, it's a great deal.
$20 for that. $6 so, delivery. That's actually pretty affordable.
Everyone here is 35 or older. Everyone here, all of us, right? Are you 35, Jeff? Yeah.
I think I'm the oldest one here. I'm 37.
No, I'm older than you.
I'm 36.
I'm 38. Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 38. I'm the oldest.
Gross.
But you guys
they still sell Roly kits on Amazon, dude.
You guys definitely remember these commercials, the one I'm about to play.
Don't you really want to know?
Okay, I was wondering who the father of my baby was.
All right, let's take a look.
Miss Cleo.
Oh, yeah, Miss fucking Cleo, dude. I would watch the
Miss Cleo
all the time.
DNA test. I'm solely searching for the.
That's funny. She's like, you want to know who the baby's father is? Get a DNA test.
Call me now for a free reading.
Father of your baby.
Let me tell you now. Maybe you need to go to the oncologist, or maybe it's just an STD, my love. Make sure you stay on long enough. We do the tarot reading.
Baby. Oh. It's the one that's very unpleasant, okay?
Okay.
Where did her accent go? Her accent's gone all of a sudden. Did you hear that?
Yeah, she's bullshit.
I know. Fake.
And he's also the one
faked it, because when you called the line, there'd be a ton of women working using the same fake accent. So you always thought you were talking to the Miss Cleo.
You're right.
But it was
the actor.
Yeah. And it was just a whole room full of people using this fake accent. They were trained with a fake accent. It was so funny.
Their girlfriend while he was sleeping with you.
Yes, he did.
Yep. That's him. That's the daddy.
Okay.
But you knew that.
I wasn't sure.
I don't know how. The baby looks just like him.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
yes,
so you were in denial.
Is a person on the phone an actor, too, do you think?
Probably.
So what's really crazy, I've been researching Miss Cleo for the past few months for a video I'm eventually going to do, but I want to make sure I do it right, because there's already a few, like, biographies on Miss Cleo. I want to make sure I have something, like, new and interesting to add to it. Otherwise, it's just... You know, jacking
I mean,
off on
what
the
she was? She was like an actor, right? That they hired.
I mean, she wasn't really an actor or whatever, but like she was just so popular because she pretended to be from Jamaica. Now her family is ethnically Jamaican, and her relatives were trained in mystical arts, but most of it was just all bullshit. But what was crazy about it was she got so popular so fast. That it was a Psychic Readers Network had to basically, like you were saying, fake and convince people to pretend to be her.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't keep up with the call volume.
That makes sense.
Even though she was like the face for it. This is what's so fucked up about this, though. She helped make them estimated $1 billion she made for Psychic Readers. $1 billion. You know how much
That's
she
crazy.
Made out of that?
50,000?
Probably made... Probably in all the years that she worked for them, I don't think she made even a million. Probably not.
What?
Probably not?
Yeah, dude.
And this was back in the 90s, like the late 90s is when this shit was out there. So $1 billion then is like...
Dude, the 90s was fucking lit for shit like this. People would call an 800 number and get a ringtone on their phone.
Yeah.
And the ringtone bullshit would get so much money.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have like the internet in every household.
Right.
So having access to shit like this, they'd have all the 1-900 numbers for sex and stuff. Because you couldn't just go on the internet, type in fucking a dog and be able to masturbate.
Yeah, you had to talk to some someone pretending.
Yeah. Hi there, baby. Yeah. My name's Chantel. Like, you want to see me take a dump? And they're like, well, I'm on the phone. How do I see that? Just imagine me taking a dump. And she's over there, like, filing her fingers.
Because he has a funny little chin, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and the baby have that same little chin.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The cards can reveal things that you will
never. She kind of came out and was like, yeah, it was all a bunch of bullshit. But then about a year before she died, she went back on it and being like, oh, yeah, my darling, we're going to be doing this thing with the psychic, whatever. But she did it because she was actually trying to do a charity event. So, like, 2 years before she died, she's like, yeah, it was all bullshit. And then a year before, she, like, tried to use her evil powers for good. And then she got, I don't remember what kind of cancer. She's dead now.
Yuri Del Harris.
Yeah.
That's her real name.
Never see by yourself. Call me now for your free tarot reading.
Call 1-800-980-8637.
Ass cancer.
Damn.
Ass cancer. We're going to be going on Twitch for the after show.
Yeah,
now, right?
Yeah. In a couple minutes here. Like
everybody,
feel free to
start going over to get your Twitch links ready. To jump right into that fucking Twitch motherfucking chat.
Yeah.
Because we're going to need everybody over there to hang and bang with us. Lord and Lady Articus said, ha, more like Jeff hella gay. Rude.
Whoa.
Fabian picked up the Ben Fallout Volt Boy parody t-shirt. Were you going to say something to them, Jeff? You going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say I'm gay as fuck.
Hey. Fabian said, what's popping my... neighbors, just wanted to show support to the show ever since my freshman year of high school and now being in college. Just wanted to say I love you guys for everything you do. And Jeff, can you give a seductive massage to my friend Adri?
Absolutely. Come to PAX, Adri. I'll give you a seductive massage.
Ooh. And then Drake Timbershaft said Adolf Hipster.
Is that his name?
Drake Timbershaft. He called you Adolf Hipster.
Timbershaft. Wow.
Yeah.
Timbershaft.
Shit's real. Shit's real. Dude. But yeah, that's it for the get.
All right.
Thank you guys for all your sweet, sweet nothings you whispered to us in the form of money.
And we are about to go do the post show. Thanks for watching, everybody. We will see you next time.
Go to Twitch right now.
I will be hanging out with these guys in the Seattle area tomorrow and the next day. I don't know what they're necessarily doing, but if you want to hang out with me at some point, I will post on all my social media that I'll be somewhere that's not PAX-ish.
Yeah.
If you want to come hang out, get some drinks or something like that, we'll do something either Friday or Saturday.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye. Night-night.
See you then.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. The MyBlue Intense Liquipods are satisfyingly smooth. Satisfying, yet simple. No fuss with refilling liquids. Just choose from a range of flavors, pop in a liquid pod, and MyBlue goes with you all day. Find MyBlue in a store near you or order online, myblue.com. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.